it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly. All right, bye.
This is the minute that millions around the world have waited for. Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
What happened?
And it's Tiger Mania now.
Damn it. Tiger, come on.
Tiger Woods winning the Masters. We are live in the DealsInTheD.com studios.
Tiger!
What's popping? Hey, none of those outbursts the entire 4 days,
were there? I know. Maybe that's why he won. He could stay calm. Hello, friends.
He played well. Played really well.
I know. Good for him.
God, he was great. It looked like the old Tiger. I was rooting for him, too. And, you know, ever since I read the book, first of all, I didn't like him in the first place. I thought he was an asshole. The book is horrible. I mean, he is just...
His dad was a dick to him, too.
And his dad was a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
And Jim Nance was so... Why was he going off on what, like, it's this big family moment when... You know that when Tiger and his dad were hugging, which Nance was, oh, there's Tiger hugging his father, here's Tiger hugging his son. It's gone full circle.
And that other lady is not a nanny, believe it or not. That is Tiger's girlfriend.
She's not very hot,
Most people feel he could have done better, as I, Jim Nance, did when I got a divorce.
May feel that Tiger has an open relationship, and that's the advantage to having the less attractive woman.
There were some crazy theories flying around as to why Tiger Woods is with that girl.
I can only think that he really likes her. That's the only reason I can think of.
Nah, she puts up with all the shenanigans.
Yeah, I can think of a few other things.
Or takes it somewhere where he wants to put it.
Well, that's possible, too. And that'd be a good reason.
There were some speculations when they hugged that he just pulled it out and had her go to town. I mean, he's a power position now.
Well, I can think of when...
And Tiger's pulling out his penis.
Nance had such a boner about Tiger hugging his father and then his son. All I could think of was Tiger and his father... Well, the fact that Tiger's father had left all the dildos in every drawer in the house when he left to watch the match.
No word if Tiger has a dildo collection like Earl, but one can only assume.
And it's filled to the brim with dildos.
And all the help he was banging.
I know.
It's such a weird story.
That is not Jamie Grubbs. That is his new girlfriend. That is not the Perkins waitress who threw a tampon out the window.
I'm happy for him, though.
I am happy for him.
I am, too.
It's the first major he's won since the whores.
Good for you, Tiger.
I like to look at the angle, too. Remember that crazy arrest when his car was driving on its rims?
Oh, yeah.
When he had no alcohol in him?
Oh, boy.
He's clear. The guy, look, he's had a reconstructed back and knees, basically a robot now.
He's been on a losing streak for 10 years. Really.
Yeah,
he really has.
I mean, think of how low he was there and how much pain he must have physically been in, and now he can win a tournament. That's impressive to me.
When he got arrested and he didn't know what state he was in and he was driving, I mean, he was fucked
Florida?
Up.
When they're like, we're going to need you to take a drug test. How do I hold it?
Yeah, that's
right. Do we have the audio so we can compare? I mean, just to show how far he's gone. He's not picking on Tiger Woods.
And here's Tiger Woods, handcuffed, about to give a urine.
Tiger Woods not aware of what state in the union he is in.
Tiger.
Need more audio.
I'm driving under the influence.
Sir, will you please state your full name? Tom Woods.
Despite the circumstances, he manages a little humor.
Your hair and eye color?
Mostly brown and fading.
Mostly brown and fading. Brown.
Now he's blowing into a tube.
Okay, we don't need a report on it.
Drunk.
He's not. He's just high on about 8 medications.
I know. No alcohol. How about that? That just tells you how much he was enjoying his drugs.
Yeah.
which a lot of people do. He's certainly not the first, and he won't be the last.
Comeback story.
Why isn't the headline really should be Tiger's first win since the Whores?
Easily, yeah.
And how cool would that be if people wrote honest headlines like that? In fact, just again, here we hear Tiger at his lowest low point. Let's listen to Tiger on the apology tour. This is the dumbest.
It looks like he's coming out of the Tonight Show.
I know.
Curtain.
This is the dumbest apology ever. Why did he do this?
Same
sponsors.
Good morning.
Yeah. Sorry about the Whores.
And thank you for joining me.
Hi, Mom.
I think many of you, way too many chicks
in this room, are my friends. Many in this room.
This is so from the heart.
Me. Many of you have cheered for me, or you worked with me,
made your cotton
or you
mouth.
Supported me.
I just broke the internet.
Now, every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you simply and
just
directly.
To save the sponsors, right?
Yeah. I'd like to thank Nike. Please don't fire me.
I'm deeply sorry for my irresponsible behavior.
It wasn't even arrested.
His manager.
It was like weird.
I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish.
Because it feels good to have your penis
people want to know
inside someone else.
How I could have done
it's
these
the friction
things
on your penis
to my wife, Elin.
I never thought I'd get
children.
Caught.
Why did I do this?
And while I have always tried to be a private person,
what a bad idea this was.
I want to say, Elin and I have started the process
of
discussing
up.
The damage caused by my
the
behavior.
Damage caused, yeah. I think it's a one.
As Elin pointed out to me,
I never should have married
my real
you.
Apology
it's a one-sided conversation.
Will not come in the form of words.
How many
it will come from my
fuck?
Behavior over time. We have a lot to discuss.
This is serious. I'm sorry.
And however, what we say to each other will remain between the two of us.
What?
Until we
You're
get
telling
I am also
us this?
Aware of the pain my behavior has caused to those of you in this room.
You're on every network in the world, so you can tell us what
I
you and Ellen
you
are
down.
Talking about, too. What the fuck?
Hi,
what's
Mommy.
The difference?
Let down my fans.
I'd like to apologize
for many of you
to the media because I lied about Elin pulling me out of the car.
It was ridiculous.
My behavior has disappointment.
It was a very Smollett-esque lie.
To those of you,
right away, everyone's like, "No, that doesn't make any sense."
I have let you down personally and professionally.
This is too long. Yeah. That's the main problem.
My behavior has caused
how many pictures do these cameramen need?
To my business partners,
they're crazy.
My business partners.
To everyone involved in my foundation.
This was over 9 years
including
ago.
My staff.
The business partners who are banging every piece of ass they can find, too.
And most importantly, the young
on junkets with him.
Reach. Our work is more important than ever. 13 years ago, my dad and I envisioned helping young people achieve their dreams through education.
And a drawer full of dildos.
This remains unchanged and will continue
Daddy.
To grow. From the Learning Center students in Southern
nice
California
deflection, Tiger.
To the Earl Wood Scholars
get
in
back
Washington,
to the whores.
D.C.
Nobody cares.
Millions of kids. You question who I am.
Oh, my God.
And how I could have done the things
I, felt good.
I did.
Because I like to gamble
I'm
and do drugs.
That I have put you in
I
this
like
position.
Seeing my penis throw up.
All that I have done.
You want to believe this stuff Jamie Groth wanted me to do.
I am so sorry.
The professional whores were the best.
I have a lot to atone for.
Like the Perkins waitress,
one issue
was way beneath
I really
me.
Want to discuss. Some people have
you
speculated
really
that Elin somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night.
Because she did.
It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elin never hit me that night or any other night.
So he's mad at himself for making the story up?
He's so protective of Elin. He's so chivalrous, even though he basically hung her out to dry by hiding in his house while she went out and took the kids to school. Remember the media preyed on her?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She was the one out there. He should have been taking the kids to school, you big pussy.
What happened?
Elin deserves praise, not blame.
No one blamed her. She should have
kicked
your ass.
The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated.
It was fun.
What I did is not acceptable.
Getting caught was
and
not.
And I am the only person to blame.
I felt not one iota of guilt until I got busted on Thanksgiving.
I stopped living by the core values
until she went I was taught through my phone. Huge. Quickly.
I knew my actions were wrong, but I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply.
Because I did a lot of ambience.
I never thought about who I was hurting.
Jordan does
Instead,
it.
I thought only
Those are my peers.
About myself.
Like
I ran straight to
the boundaries. Oh, his mom is so steamed.
I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to.
She knows mom was coached to look that way, too.
I felt that I had worked hard my entire
life. They had some session. They probably had a rehearsal.
Cross your arms and I look disgusted.
Don't you? I bet you they did. Why would she be mad at him right then? He's out of sex rehab then, supposedly. It's like been 2 months.
Why is she there?
Where's friends there? He flew his friends in.
Oh, if one of my friends did this, I'd so be there. That'd be a blast. So I can high-five him afterwards. Go, you Tiger Woods.
Apply to everyone. Apply to me.
They do?
I brought the shame on myself. I hurt my wife.
Maybe it means regarding corporate sponsorships.
My mother.
Okay.
My wife's family.
Oh, his mom is so angry.
I know. When I saw her on
She had that face on ever since Thanksgiving. She had the face on when she said, what happened?
Yes. What happened?
What a
Well, congratulations, day. Tiger. Great Masters.
Wait, who stopped the audio?
Oh, I thought you said you were done.
No.
And kids all Maybe around close. The world who admired me.
It's a 15-minute apology.
I've had a lot of time to think about what I've done.
And I beat off
my
reliving every girl.
Made me look at myself.
You know there's microfiche still up there.
Still, yeah.
Getting off.
Rachel, you could help.
It's now up to me to
Brandon,
make amends.
Where's the button?
And that starts by never
Jamie
repeating
Grubbs.
A mistake. It's up to me to start
Perkins,
living a trip. Life of integrity.
Exactly. No way.
I once heard, and I believe it's true, it's not what you achieve in life that matters. It's what you overcome.
Well, yeah, if you do stupid shit.
Are only part
but
of setting an
But if you don't do really
example.
Stupid things, then it's probably
Character
more about what you achieve.
And decency are what really count.
Jamie Jungerth.
Parents used to point to me as a role model for their kids.
Which was stupid.
I owe all those families a special apology.
He treated little people like
shit. I want to
say
to them that
Teresa
I am
Rogers.
Truly sorry.
Teresa Rogers.
It's hard to admit.
Corey Wrist.
But I do.
What about the porn stars?
Jocelyn James.
Days,
oh, yeah.
To early February.
We had one of his whores in our studio, didn't we?
Inpatient therapy. Receiving guidance
with the tattoos on her face.
No, that was Jesse James's chick. But there was a girl with her.
Way to go.
Yeah, who was with Tiger? Was
I'm taking my first steps in the right direction.
I can't think of who it was, Drew.
As I proceed,
it was Jocelyn James.
I think it was.
Yeah. People yeah. have questions. I understand the press wants to ask me for the details of the times I was unfaithful.
Once again, Rachel, you could tell.
Yeah, we
want to
hear details. We want to beat off too.
Remain together.
Mindy Lawton.
Please know that as far as I'm concerned,
I think she was the Perkins waitress.
Are we going to get complaints about this?
Probably. Hopefully.
Questions and answers.
Send them to Trudy.
Right. Instead of complaining, let's just try and be reasonable and let's stop it right here.
Okay. I'm really happy for Tiger.
I am too.
Yeah, no, I am too. I thought he played great. It was an amazing comeback. I mean, to think the whores were in 2009 and then the arrest in 2017.
Yes.
2017. And then the injuries, which probably led to the pain
arrest.
Pills
yeah.
and the arrest. I mean, he's a human being.
That's what's really incredible. Those horrific injuries, which he came back too early from and messed them up even more. So he took a bunch of meds and got messed up. And 2 years later, he's winning the Masters. That's pretty
cool. Yeah. And he just looked healthier. The way he's walking, he looks like old. I felt like it was 1997 all over again. It was amazing.
You know what else I'm happy for is the guy who 2 days before the Masters started put $85,000 on Tiger to win it all.
$85,000?
Yeah, 14-1 odds.
14-1?
About $1.2 million.
Nice.
It's the William Hill U.S. said it was the single largest liability for an individual golf wager in their history.
Woo. Well,
and back at the 18, Tiger for an easy birdie. Oh,
God damn it.
And it's not a sports podcast.
That was actual audio, though.
So good.
It's so funny when they did show the family. All I can think of was Jim Nance going, and there's his mother, Tita. She who said what happened and was at his press conference. Those are the two things I think of when I see her.
What I probably what got happened? 16 emails about that, and every one of them says all I could think of was what happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, congratulations. Just to make it, yeah, congratulations, Tiger. He worked hard for this, and all of us are very pleased for Tiger. And not to make it about me, but to make it about me, it happens on the weekend that this show returns to radio, WLLZ.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably a lot of deja vu going on there, too. So I'm connecting Tiger to myself somehow.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. And people were really...
Drew, that's all you care about.
Drew Lane returning to the radio. He lands and there's a hug.
Saturday mornings.
God, the whole hugging thing is so stupid.
Sunday mornings, too.
Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
Who cares about who Tiger hugs?
Some of the bleeping was questionable.
Oh, really?
Some people are saying.
Where's the line?
We're discussing that today.
Oh.
We sent some text messages earlier.
And the only bleep was the word ass was bleeped. And
oh,
I think
really?
There may have been some other ones that were kind of, this is all new, so relax. Most people were very positive about it, though. It was really nice.
Is it regarding calling someone an ass, or was it referring to the actual butt of derriere?
To the butt of someone.
Not really.
No, it wasn't. I was calling someone a badass.
He called Flea. He said, "Look, listen to that bass. What a badass."
Oh, come on. Yeah. I think that should be allowable. No mulligan.
Yeah, these radio rules, it does remind me why we're doing the podcast because, well, at that point, it's because there was no job. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to go backwards. But at the same time, Terrestrial is more exciting than I thought it was. People are really excited about it.
It's cool. It's kind of cool
to
hear it over the speakers.
And I forget, too, how many people are not in the podcasting world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is the percentage of 25 to 50-year-olds? Probably 30% are in podcasts.
I know a lot of people my age.
Is it that much?
Who are or not?
Who are not.
Yeah.
And then once you teach them and show them how easy it is, they're like, wow, holy crap.
You know, I've taught people how easy it is, and they still don't do it. Because they go, oh my God, I missed the show so much. And I said, there is a show. And they go, oh, really? And I say, here, it's this easy. And I've actually taken their phone and put it in. And they go, oh, my God, that's so easy. And then I run into them a month later. I go, hey, did you try the... I was like, oh, no, I haven't had a chance yet. When's it on again?
People are in their habits, though. And I think the biggest thing is with the evolution of vehicles and the evolution of your stereo being able to pick up that podcast.
And cheap data.
There you go. So many people have just, a standard stereo where you can't plug it in or it doesn't have Bluetooth. And
don't forget the smart speakers, too, Alexa and Google.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy.
Well, I think it's going to work out nicely, really, for WLLZ. And I thought for the first weekend it went really well, and I think we can do better. But let me first mention that if we were on Facebook, it'd be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th in Royal Oak. And here it comes, Cinco de Mayo. It's coming on fast, and they're celebrating it Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and Cinco de Mayo itself at Mesa, which is Mexican food, just in case anybody didn't know that. And they've also got 150 tequilas of the world's premium tequilas, 10% off your meal, by the way. Mention the Drew and Mike discount, and then the big screen if you want to watch the Tigers, who are still playing pretty well, though they're not the best weekend. So... Mesa Tacos and Tequilas brings you the Facebook Live all week long. And then remember, this Saturday is 420.
Yeah.
And the only way to celebrate 420 is at The Reef. Visit The Reef for all your medical marijuana oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles and topicals. They're an advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
They're helping us eat. Let the knowledgeable and friendly staff guide you in the right direction. And then this Saturday, celebrate 420 and Customer Appreciation Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy are on hand from noon to 2, helping The Reef give out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. If you got a card and you mention the Drew and Mike podcast, you get a free pre-roll. 99, 7 days a week. It's on 8 Mile, just east of Mound in Detroit. Mark and Trudy, noon to 2 on 420 Saturday. Visit FindTheReef.com. The biggest, the best, the reef.
And remember, the card. I know that marijuana is legal now in Michigan, but as of right now, these dispensaries, you need to have a card.
I know you've been there, but I went to their website, FindTheReef.com. It looks like a nice place.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
That couch looks really comfortable.
Well, there's a whole bunch of seating in there.
Yeah. But even the, what's it called when you're actually in there?
The showroom. The showroom. So when you walk in, generally they have a waiting area.
It's overwhelming.
And then they have a showroom. In a lot of these places, they have a really crappy waiting area. It's small. You're kind of condensed.
This place has a fireplace, man.
Yeah, this one you walk in, there's a big TV on there. And that's just so they don't overwhelm the showroom.
I know. It looks nice. That was my point. Not sketchy.
Yeah.
Also, today, being Monday, taxes are due, correct?
Cool. Yeah. Are you done?
Extended.
Oh, so you can put money
in. I've been extended every year for many years.
Oh.
For a variety.
It's extension.
Pain in the ass. By the way, this whole thing with Trump's taxes is going to be interesting. I wonder if that, will that go to the Supreme Court?
You know, I went to the Wharton School of Finance.
It might, but you're talking about reviewing his tax record.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they've already ruled on it before, and the wording in the Constitution is that there's like a particular phrase in there that there is no reason for him to hold them. In other words, he would have to turn them over.
Yeah, I don't know. That, I honestly don't know that much about it. I just know if you're running for president, you don't have to by law turn over your taxes.
No, but
I mean, he should have.
But because of is it Boss Tweed and the Teapot Dome scandal? Because of that, a provision was made if Congress wants to see them and subpoena them.
Well, yeah, if they want to see them,
they have to see them.
But you know what?
I mean, it's public, but they get to see them.
I'm not a fan.
What's interesting, though, is again, and I was not really thinking about this, but when the House turned over, you know, here you have the Republicans in charge, mm-hmm. and there's not one investigation, and then all of a sudden, after the election, whoa, we want to see his taxes, and on and on and on, and somebody...
What happened?
Somebody is going overboard one way or the other, or probably
ridiculous.
Both of them are.
But it just... I don't know. I'm so tired of it. And I saw somebody hung a sign about climate change at the Yankee game. God, oh
yeah,
my.
That didn't last very long because
they were blocking people.
Yeah, they're blocking the view of expensive seats, and those people got pissed and they ripped that thing down quick.
Who is responsible for that, by the way?
Oh, I can't remember the.
You know, I know I think they're in AOC's district, but I don't know what you would have to do with the sign. I think there's an organization that took credit, or
blame? They've done it before.
Why? Why?
What's it say?
The crowd booed.
Well, I mean, it's not about them, sweetheart, during the game. It's about the Yankees.
Duh. Well, if you want your cause to be booed.
Yeah, you don't block traffic. Don't interrupt a sporting event.
Extinction Rebellion NYC.
I mean, is there any refuse from this BS between the left and the right?
No.
Is there any place you can go?
Yeah, turn off the internet. But then you're going to miss Trump's tweets about Tiger Woods today.
Oh.
He just had 4 tweets.
What did he say?
Great Masters going on right now. Tiger Woods is leading with 2 holes left to play. Very exciting. Tune in. Watching final of the Masters, Tiger Woods is looking great. Congratulations to Tiger Woods, a truly great champion. And then a retweet that says, love people who are great under pressure. What a fantastic life comeback for a really great guy.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Well, they did just golf together, so he should take some credit.
Not a bad golfer.
So, anyway, we have some breaking news today. Man, is this breaking
news. Which sounder?
I think this is network breaking news. I'm going to declare it network breaking news.
Right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network and shit.
Someone in our audience, who all of you probably know, has come into possession of a celebrity telephone with lots of stuff on it. And not only do you know the person in the audience, but you know the celebrity.
Oh,
likely. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know who's more popular, the person or the celebrity.
It's close. I'd like to see him fight. To be honest. Anyway, by the way, how did this person get what did he do to get a hold of this celebrity's telephone?
He bought a storage unit.
Was he on Storage Wars?
Well, this is what he does now. He buys storage. I think he's told us this before.
He's a smart guy, that Rick.
Wait, so Righteous Rick bought this person's storage, or is it someone else's storage?
You know, with Rick, there's always a lot of information missing. But he sent me a text. Okay, I'll go back even further. He sent me a text last Wednesday. Yo, hope you guys are well. I'm working to try and get a bare knuckle fight lined up. Bare knuckle, that's pretty cool. Right up my alley. No fake stuff there. To which I replied, who's the tomato can you're fighting?
Or the mailbox.
LMAO, you if you don't watch it. I'm trying to get fight lined
Wait,
one
laughing
up.
My effing ass off. I'm just reading it verbatim. If you don't watch it?
Yeah. I'm trying to get
a
fight.
A conjunction out or something.
I'm trying to get a fight line one up. Should be something cool. Bare knuckle is no joke. Get me on the podcast to talk about it. People miss me. Sure, I do miss Rick.
The show is struggling. There's no doubt.
So
maybe
then today,
he's the injection that it needs.
Today,
I'm
going to
tell
blue.
No Filter Sports, Righteous Rick, if you want to get yourself another 20,000 downloads, it's Righteous Rick. And by the way, No Filter Sports will have... they'll be talking about the Masters and the Pistons and the Tigers and all that stuff tomorrow. The show's doing a lot better. I'm enjoying it, by the way. I listen to
good
it.
Show.
It's twice a week. It's a big time investment that I don't have time for, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
So today, out of the blue, I get a text from him. You're going to want to hear this. ... Threw the old ellipses in. And then it's third person. Righteous Rick gets... Should I say who it is?
No, hold that.
Righteous
it's someone
Rick
you all know.
Gets Blank's cell phone he lost in the storage unit. Dude, it's got 1,330 photos and videos of nasty dick pics and sex videos and more.
Wait, is it Blank's storage area?
That's what I guess, yeah.
And who are the dick pics? Ones that came into this
Rick,
phone?
Rick's seen every single one of the 1,330.
Sounds like he spent a lot of time with those dick pics. Oh, is that going to piss him
so
off?
So I wrote, yeah, we do. We want to call you today. Sounds good, buddy. Haven't been in contact with Blank or Blank, because there's another person, another celebrity involved.
What?
But I've been speaking to Blank's neighbor.
Come on.
And then I said, I just want the contact list. So much so that I'll be nice to you.
Oh, the contacts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, my God. We could have.
But he blew me off. So every time he says something, I write back. I finally just wrote, just download his contact list first. I'll give you $10 for it. He ignores it and writes other stuff. And I wrote, you're driving a hard bargain. I'll give you $20 for the names and numbers.
Was he not paying attention?
No. Do you want me to read what he says he has on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, oh, man. Buddy's mom and dad's. I don't know what that means. And all the nasty dick pics. There's the dick pics again. And nasty girls and the effed up pics of his sister's casket as he lays on top of it.
What?
Terrible.
Oh, boy. So there's a hint. His sister died.
Yep.
He was very upset, as you'd expect.
You know I'm going to reach out to Blank, and Blank's neighbor is going to tell him. I said I'm thinking $250,000 cash before TMZ and Inquirer dibs. He's back in the news for some Blank shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I wrote, go for it. No way he has that much money.
Well, we'll pay $20 for the contact list.
I know. I'm ready to pay $40.
I wonder who's on the contact list.
Oh, there's going to be a bunch of people.
So he said, he is a sick dude. Dick pics to everyone.
It sounds like he's in more into the dick pics than anything else.
Well, so then it goes,
the
conversation goes on and on. And then you're, and I'm trying to get a bare knuckle fight as well, to which I reply, no one cares about that.
What's that name?
And he wrote, BS, it's hot, bro. And I just wrote, just like dick pics. Just like Blank's dick picture obsessed with, huh? You better watch it, MF. I bet they would sell better than your dick pics. Yes, they would. Touche, Rick.
Just selling dick pics.
Wait, we just wrote the Facebook post. Wait, the Facebook post is blowing up and phone calls. You'll get the interview before TMZ. Why did he post it on
Facebook?
Call him now. Why did he post it on Facebook?
Okay, call him, and I'm going to take us to the first break. This is outrageous.
Oh, my gosh, Rick.
Meanwhile, our friends at Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com are excited to celebrate spring by offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. Five brand new Ford vehicles with lower payments than most people's cell phone bills. Lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. The all-new 19 EcoSport as low as $81 a month. And how about the all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $82 a month? You can lease the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. And for $4 more, the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4. Oh, that's $5. $98 a month. Sorry about the dollar. Sounds good to be true. Drag your asses out, Ford and Holly, and see for yourself. Get Maz's autograph, buy it, or lease it from Gary. Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will be excited to see you. Hall Financial Hotline is open. If you want to click the link, fill out the online form, and they will be a crunch of numbers for you. If you need a refi or you want to finance your first home or your dream home, David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or a refi. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. Or you can call 248-308-5000. NMLS number 1467435. They are fast, too, averaging 19 days to get a refi done, which is pretty darn outstanding. Pretty darn outstanding. And then WLOZ. We've talked about WLOZ. The new generation of classic rock, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ozzy, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Trudy on middays, Doug Podell on afternoons, Bill McAllister in mornings, and the Drew and Mike Show Saturday and Sunday morning, 8 to 11. And the first weekend, got some great feedback on it. I'm glad people are so pumped. And now,
this is what's going through Rick's head as he's going through the phone. It's his favorite band, Nickelback.
Righteous Rick. Rick, are you there?
Rick, you don't know how to use a phone?
Hey, fellas.
How you doing, Rick?
Yo, Drew, what's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
Man, I'm good. You got that little shit Mark with you over there?
hey. Yeah, Mark. Yeah. Mark's been telling me that you bought a storage locker. And that within the locker was one Aaron Carter's phone.
Yeah, I didn't actually buy the storage unit. What? I have a buddy out in Hollywood that buys and sells. So they buy storage units and estate.
Phone number? Can we talk to him? It's his phone then.
No, it's my phone. I bought it. I own it.
Wait, what? You bought the phone from him?
Yeah.
Can we ask what kind of denominations did you have to pay for that?
More than a little, less than a lot.
What a Rick answer.
Well, you are.
Well, it was to me, it was a good offer. I was telling Mark earlier, Drew, there is a shit ton of stuff in this phone.
Well,
oh, my God.
It sounded like you were really getting into the dick pics, because they were mentioned three or four times in the text you sent Mark.
Okay.
You said there were 1,330. You counted every single one.
Now, Drew, listen. If you believe everything that fucking guy tells you, I feel bad.
Hey, I read you. I read him the text. It's what you wrote.
Yeah, I told him there's dick pics. I didn't tell him there was 1,330.
Yeah, but
I sure the hell didn't.
But I offered to buy the contacts off of you, and you just kept talking about the dick pics.
Oh, yeah, what about
all right, well, let's talk about that, Drew. That cheap fuck told me $20.
$20?
I upped it all up to, okay, $40.
I don't know
who's on it.
Can you tell us whose names are in there?
His brother Nick and a lot of people.
I don't care about Nick.
Okay, how about
I'm lowering it to $5.
How about someone who's not in the boy band world? Somebody that would be maybe a little intriguing because they're not a boy band person, or surprising?
I don't want to say right now, man. Not yet, but...
Okay, so
talk about the picture.
Okay. When you bought, I know you want to talk about those pictures again. Jeez, when you bought that phone from the guy that bought the storage unit, did you know what was on the phone?
No, well, he showed me a couple of pictures. Okay, so according to what he was saying, guys, that phone was hid. Like they tried to hide this phone.
Who?
Like, he didn't want anybody to find it.
Oh, in the storage area.
Why didn't he pay his bill?
Yes.
Well, first of all, why would he hide it in the storage area? Why wouldn't he just destroy it or...
Well, yeah. That's exactly what I said. Man, why don't you break that thing and throw it away? But, I mean, it was literally hidden under boxes, in between stuff, and he almost didn't see it, but he found it.
Oh, your friend that bought the storage locker.
Yeah.
He almost didn't
find it. He's bought everybody from Lainey Kazan's storage unit. I have a bunch of her contracts. I mean, he finds just crazy stuff.
Who's that dude?
Yeah, I'm not even sure who
I thought.
Who that is.
You don't know who Lainey Kazan is?
I'm not sure. That's somebody involved with the Ming Dynasty?
No, Lainey Kazan. She was the actress. She was in Playboy. She was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay.
Oh, God. Chick flicks.
I was kidding about the Ming Dynasty. You surprised me by having something from the Ming Dynasty and actually knowing what the Ming Dynasty was. Righteous Rick?
Absolutely.
You surprised me.
I'm very cultural. You just don't give me a chance because you break my balls so bad.
Okay. Are there any pictures of girls in there? Or did he promise you all dick pics?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There are.
Yeah, there is a ton of naked girls in there. There's a sex video of him banging two girls.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Did you get off to it?
What the fuck, Mark? Yeah, you know why? Because I kept thinking I was going to take off it.
What?
Yes, I did, because I kept thinking how much money I'm going to make off it.
I have a dumb question. What does he do with two girls? Because, I mean, you have one penis, so
they're going on.
I'm not an expert on this. I just wonder, is he watching them get it on?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. And you know what that shit is, Drew? That's a status. You know, you got this little skinny little Aaron Carter thinking he's all that, but two chicks and smiling at the camera. You know how that shit goes. But he won't be smiling when that shit's aired on TMZ, I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God. Can you please do TMZ live, too?
What'd you say?
TMZ live. Make that part of the agreement when you sell them the picture. So you have to be on TMZ live.
The 3 o'clock show live.
Listen, you already know that. I'm not doing shit unless you're going to fly me out there. You're going to cater to me. And
demand
so I left them a message. And they have like a tip line, and I told them, if you guys want a badass story, you need to call me. And then, guys, yesterday, he's on the front cover of TMZ. He's going to talk about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's writing a book, and he's making it sound like, now he supported Jackson after leaving Neverland. Oh, you didn't do anything wrong, and this is terrible, and these people are liars. And now he's suggesting that I'm going to tell the whole story about Michael Jackson, and the family may not be happy about it.
Well, I'll tell you this, after he gets done telling his story, I'll get done telling my story, and his family won't be happy.
Now, did you recognize any of the girls in these pictures or videos or any of the dick pics?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't go through it thoroughly yet. So when I go through it thoroughly, then if there's any women that I know, then I'll let you know.
Maybe you better bring it over here so we can help you.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
All right.
Oh, well, I'll bring
you. Everyone make sure you wear a belt.
Yeah, you know what, Mark? You're the first guy that's getting your ass kicked. Say hi to Drew or hug Drudy, I'm beating your ass.
No, you're not, because I'm going to put my hand on your forehead and push you, keep you away.
Now,
what
else I was telling Ball Breaking Mark over there was that I'm trying to get a bare-knuckle fight sanctioned.
Sanctioned?
I don't know if he knows. Yeah, I mean, to actually go do a real bare-knuckle fight.
Where do they do that? Who would sanction that?
You want to go?
There's two states right now, Wyoming and Mississippi, that actually sanction it.
Wait, you have to fly to Mississippi or Wyoming to do this?
Oh, man, you tell me how kick-ass that would be.
Well, no, I don't. It's fine, but I mean, it'd be nice if you were boxing here or doing something here, yeah, so people here could see you.
Well, I want to do another cage fight, obviously, and I told all the guys that I said I keep getting death threats and harassed by this Mark guy, so they're going to be calling you, Mark, pretty soon.
Hey, back to the phone. What kind of phone was it? Was it iPhone or?
It's an iPhone, yeah.
How did you unlock it? He didn't have a lock on it?
He didn't have the fucker locked. What
oh, my
dumb.
God. What a total idiot.
Was it?
Yeah.
Next thing, you're going to tell me it was charged.
No, it wasn't charged. Okay. But,
well, how shocked were you when it charged up, though? I mean, because you got to wonder if it's dead. I mean, is it dead or?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything, Drew, until my buddy got a hold of me. And he said, dude, you're not going to believe what I just fucking found. You know, and he had, like, photo albums and baby pictures and clothes, you know, from Aaron, Nick, and a bunch of stuff. So this was his older phone, so he must have got, like, a new one. But I swear to God, man, I wouldn't keep – well, I'm not into all that weird shit anyways, but I wouldn't keep this. Because I'm going to tell you what, guys, if you know anything about the Carters, Drew and Mark – you know, their sister died of an overdose in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of Aaron laying on top of her fucking coffin taking selfies.
Dude, that's weird.
Wait, I mean, dude, who does that?
Was it open?
No, it wasn't open, but he literally was laying on top of it, and they're taking selfies, and I have all of them. I mean, it's
that's
you know,
really, really
from
strange.
Pics to... Yeah, and you know, and I know he's going through some hard times and drugs, but that's just shit you don't do.
Well, yeah.
Rick, judging from the pictures you've looked at, he says he came out as bisexual a little while ago. Judging from the number of pictures he has of each sex, would you say he is more gay or more straight?
You know what? It's hard to say, man, but I mean, I would say the guy's a fucking fruitcake, period. Like, he's just... He's
was
off.
An option. does he seem to like girls as much as guys?
There's more selfies, I think, than anything.
Oh, he likes himself better than both.
So how many different?
Yeah,
how many different?
I mean, like selfies of him looking stoned and fucked up. And,
oh yeah.
But I mean, he definitely, you know, in Italian we call him a fenoic. I mean, he's definitely. Because, I mean, they're, you know, dick pics, dude, are just...
Yeah, how many different penises did you see?
He's bisexual, I mean...
Well, listen, Mark, I'll bring it over and you can count them.
Oh, you know, you already looked at the 1,330 of them. I just wondered how many different penises there were there.
No, listen, I haven't looked at all the photos yet.
Huh.
You guys got to remember, I just got this, and you guys are getting... You guys always get an exclusive... When it comes to me, because for some reason I like you goofy fuckers. So,
I just got to tell you something. Mark has hired someone to do Woody checks on you when you're looking at the dick pics. I'm just telling you up front.
Okay, no, it's okay.
It's a guy.
I figured Mark would be the one in charge of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's your phone.
Yeah, but you keep talking about my P. Chadelle. What the hell?
I was just amazed at how many of the texts were focused on the dick pics.
Okay, and I'm going to, Drew, now I could talk civil to you. So,
okay.
In the world we live in, with corrupt and fucked up Hollywood, a dick pic of a star is worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know that.
I would agree.
And there's so many. And honest to God, guys, I haven't been through all 1,330 photos yet.
Just a dick pic.
Just a dick pic, and I made a poster of it.
Don't you get mad at him?
Wait till I see you.
What
did I do?
Rick, how many of the dick pics are his dick versus, like, as a percentage of the whole?
Okay, now, I
and how long
know,
was he?
But, oh, my God. You know, it figures you'd say something like that. See, you're the one getting excited, Mark. Because you know what, though? When you have that much shit in a phone, it's a combination of the dude is off and it's sick. But I'll tell you a good story, though. I reached out and I talked to his neighbor last night on the phone.
Oh, how'd you find his neighbor? Is it in the contacts that you won't share with us?
I'll share it with you, but in time, fucko. Now, you got to be patient.
$30.
Mark, if you had $10,000, I wouldn't share it with you.
What if Drew has?
Wait, you guys are distracting. You guys, this fighting is out of control. What about, is he taking pictures of his own dick, or are they mostly other? He is. Okay,
yes.
So is that that what most of the dick pics are, is him taking pictures of his own dick?
Well, I don't know most, because I, honest to God, I haven't been through of them. But yeah, there's pictures of him, and then he's sending them. And then there's pictures of the girls that they're sending him.
Oh,
so
hot.
It's a combination.
How hot are the girls, Rick?
Oh, there's a few nice looking ones. Yeah, absolutely.
Are there faces on there?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you don't recognize any of them as being celebrities other than that one you told us about?
Well, Mark, I'll tell you what. Honest to God, when I go through it thoroughly, you know damn well I'm going to let you guys know.
Your dick pics, yeah.
I'm just making an observation here. I would think if he sent dick pics to people, which he obviously does, that he would take one perfectly shaded, fluffed up picture of himself, and he would send the one. I wouldn't think you'd keep taking new pictures of your dick.
Sometimes you got to put a newspaper behind it so they know it's from that day, like a hostage picture.
Well, you have to put a backlight in a mirror so you can watch yourself,
Hey.
No, but honest to God, guys, he's a goofy fucking guy.
How you doing, Rick?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Rick, did you go through his text messages?
I went through a few of them, but honest to God, I wanted to talk to you guys first and just make fun of it for a while. But when I go through it thoroughly, you know damn well I'm going to get a hold of you guys, because I actually left a message for TMZ to call me.
I'm just wondering, how many things do you have to do before you go through Aaron Carter's phone, Rick?
Well, you got beat up.
Well, I just got it. Like, literally just got it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, can you go to a text message? I'm just curious as to how the guy talks. Can you go to one of his text message conversations and just read it? I'm just curious what he says, how he talks.
He talks like a fucking stone guy.
Well, okay. Around that, if it's around the time of his sister's funeral, I mean, he was pretty messed up, too.
Well, like the most recent one. I mean, just anybody, even if he's talking to his mom, I'm just wondering, it just might be fun to hear one silly text
it's
exchange.
It's all just like, hey, dude, yo, bro, just kind of like.
Those are your texts.
No, them are. them are my texts that I text him. shut up. So, but what I'm trying to do, though, is I'm trying to capitalize on this fucking phone. And like I told his neighbor, and I said, if they want this back, they got to pay. And that's it. And I don't care what anybody says. I bought it. You want it. And I told his neighbor, it's going to cost them a lot of money. And then his neighbor's like, oh, man, don't do anything with it. Please keep it in a safe place. Little did he know that Drew and Mark with their big fucking mouth. So
he texted me.
Wait, why would his neighbor? I'm surprised his neighbor didn't just hang up on you. Is his neighbor somebody in the family or something?
His neighbor is a musician, from what I looked up and saw.
Do you want to share the name? We'll bleep it out.
Yeah, he's got a weird name. His name is like he's. I don't know if he's Arabic or something. He looks pretty famous. I don't know who he is.
Is he all? Do you look him up? He's all over the web. In other words,
yeah, he is.
Okay,
yep. Playing guitar and singing. But I said, come on, dude, you're not really his neighbor. And then we started talking, and then he proved it. Because what happened was we got into a debate about how broke his ass was.
Well, that's what I was going to say. His net worth online is valued at $400,000.
And then if you look at another one, Mark, it says negative $2 million.
Yeah, that seems... I believe that one more.
Yeah, I think that's the net worth he's going to use when he decides how much to offer you for the phone.
Yeah, but guess what? His brother Nick is worth $55 million, so he can float alone.
I'm sure he's never asked Nick for any money before, so that'll be easy.
Well, according to his neighbor, Drew, Nick is trying to reach out and help him.
Hmm.
Like, he's really upset about all the shit he's going through. So when he's online talking about Michael Jackson, he's trying to write a book, and then the Backstreet Boys got an album. The last thing you want is some fucking little loudmouth Italian in Michigan airing out all your dirty shit on your phone. So,
I don't know. Maybe Nick would help him buy the phone back. I think he would. He doesn't. Aaron does not seem like a guy who is rolling in money these days. Because remember, we followed that story when his car kept breaking down, and he went to the tire place,
right,
and then he ditched it because he couldn't pay the bill, and he just sounded like a real mess. But he has been doing shows since then, and I see he's got shows scheduled in May and June, so maybe he's pulling himself together. He could do the Buy My Phone from Righteous Rick tour.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
And I think that would be a great tour.
Yeah.
I need to make money to buy my phone back. Absolutely.
I need to make money for my phone tour.
I think the Enquirer would pay you more than Aaron Carter. That's just my guess.
You think Enquirer would pay more than TMZ?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. And did you try the Globe? You should try the Globe, the Star.
Well, the Globe's owned by the same.
Oh. Daily Mail.
AMI. Okay.
Yeah,
Daily Mail will pay.
Daily Mail's
Daily Mail?
Idea. Yeah.
Was that Brandon back there?
It's overseas.
I'll give you a little cut, Brandon.
Also,
I'll give Brandon a little cut because he's got a dick.
I want to
get up. Hey, Brandon, ask for the contact list. All from 20 bucks.
Absolutely.
Up from 25.
You know, that contact list, that can lead to a lot of great material, a lot of great interviews on our end.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could benefit twice because you can listen
to 30.
Him.
Well, you know, listen, you know damn well, Drew and Mark, you know damn well I will, and then we'll have a good time going through it.
All right.
But listen, you're going to actually have me in the fucking studio, and I'm going to sit with you.
Are we really?
So
I'm not interested.
As long as the
phone.
Woody Check person's here,
we'll connect the phone to the computer.
I don't know if we want the phone anymore.
We'll connect the phone to the computer, and we'll look at it to big screen.
Woody could be a Woody Check. I would feel more comfortable with her doing it anyway.
But Brandon's the one with small hands.
Except with Trudy, he would get hard. That's why we need a dude to do it.
He's in
you can
trouble.
Wear gloves. You're hard from the dick pics.
You can wear gloves.
But, so guys, according to his neighbor, though, Nick and his family, they're really trying to help him. According to his neighbor,
does he live in a high rent area? Do we know? I mean, is he living in a trailer park? Where's he living?
So according to his neighbor, he said he's got more money than people think. So I think I'm not sure if he's in the hills. But I think he's in a decent area. And you know what? After you claim bankruptcy and get rid of all your bullshit, come on. I think he's got money. I don't think he's worth multi-millions of dollars, but I think he's rebuilding.
When was he bankrupt?
13 or 14.
Huh.
No, it's been, 7-8 years?
No, 19 minus 14 or 13 would be 5 or 6 years.
It was definitely 2013.
Okay, 6 years.
It was 13, okay. Yeah.
But he did have a drug problem.
He still does. And let me tell you, I'll tell you what his neighbor said. He said that he goes in and out of depression, which, you could tell by his fucking face. And now this is a good one, guys. Make sure you record this.
Oh, okay.
He has a sexual disease like fucking Tiger Woods did. He's addicted to sex.
Wait,
that came right from his.
Really?
His next door neighbor. Why would his next door neighbor tell you?
Because he heard it.
You got hepatitis.
That seemed kind of weird.
Oh, I'm telling you what he said. I'm not kidding you. I'm being honest with you.
No, are you 100%? Are you 100% sure this was his next door neighbor?
You can't ever be 100% of anything unless you see it in person. But I'm pretty positive he is. Just things that he's saying. You know what I mean? The way he says it, I'm almost positive it is.
Hmm.
And but he knows a lot, and he says a lot. And he's not saying it like a fan. He's saying it like a concerned friend or neighbor would.
Hey,
yeah,
Rick,
so that's why. Yeah, go ahead.
Back to the photos. I know we made fun of the dick pics, but you said there's a lot of selfies on there, too. Are there any of those crazy selfies, like with a toilet behind them, like crazy people do?
Listen, he ain't good enough to take a picture with a fucking toilet. There's only one guy around here, and that's me.
Who's that?
With the toilet. But he's got a lot of goofy facial expressions.
I'm just glad you got the joke.
Rick's put that toilet through so much. He wanted to include it because he's put it through so much. That's one badass toilet.
That's right. Hey, I'll tell you. Hey,
that toilet should have its own Facebook.
You.
That toilet's an influencer.
There it is. I figured you'd have a toilet flushing. I'll tell you one of the funniest pictures.
Rick's
though,
biggest battle is between him and that toilet.
Yeah, but I always
imagine
win.
The shit he talks
always,
to that toilet.
Yeah, but I always win. Look how good I look. But,
swallow
hey,
it!
Listen to this.
You swallow it! I'll de-pants you if you had pants.
Oh,
I'll de-tank you. No courtesy flush. You swallow all of it.
You swallow it all.
Eat my
but,
shit.
Hey, here's a really cool picture, though.
As he's punching it.
No, I'm serious. He was at a Halloween party. You ready for this? Dressed as fucking Tiger Woods.
Cool.
Holy
wait,
shit.
Whoa.
Wait.
Is he in blackface?
Yes, he's blackface.
That'll sell first. That's your big seller, right?
I think
there.
You need to send it to us.
No.
We're not going to sell
not
it.
Yet.
Take a picture of the picture and send it to us. We're not going to sell it.
Send us.
Not
okay.
Yet.
I don't believe you.
Send us a picture from his phone. It can be any picture you want. We don't care what
not
picture
it is. Not
a
dick pic.
Just so we can verify.
Then it's going to be yours. And
this is all a tremendous setup for Rick to send his own dick to us.
I'll send that. What you got to give me the number and I'll send you one from the phone.
You have my phone number.
you want me to send it to that one? Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right.
Any picture from Aaron's phone that would identify that it's Aaron's phone or Aaron.
Okay.
And a picture of your toilet.
Okay. And see, and I'm only doing it because Drew and Brandon, nice. Mark, you're such a dick when you ask me for shit.
I'm sorry you make it too easy.
I'm glad you point all this out, Rick. You've done a great job once again.
You're so nice to me.
And I'm only pointing the obvious. And I am nice to you. Okay, here comes one right here.
All right.
You should get it in a minute. This is just a basic... But I'll be honest with
Pins
you guys.
And needles.
The funeral pics are fucked up, man.
That is weird.
If you want to send
the Tiger Woods one... I'm telling you what, that thing is worth money. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make limited edition prints of that bitch, and I'm going to sell them.
They're going to open a bunch of boxes down in your basement next to Righteous Wear.
Yeah, except that shit already sold. So
I can't wait to see.
Come up with some new material.
Where is this picture?
I can't wait to read it. About the Tiger Wood, about Aaron Carter in blackface on Halloween. If that actually comes to pass, I'm going to be so entertained. Rick, listen, we got to move along. I got to do a break here, but we will excitedly await the picture, and we'll talk about looking at the phone further and any new developments.
Yeah, so you guys, listen, have me in the studio, you know, kick Maz out or kick Mark's ass out, and then I'll come in. And we'll sit down, and Drew, I'll let you physically look at the phone and go through it.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
But you got to have me in the studio,
fellas.
I
get it. I understand. You're on, Rick.
All right, fellas.
Okay, buddy.
Wait. This phone. Yeah, I just got your picture. This phone is still active. It's connected to a Verizon?
No, that's his phone right there. Look at it.
Yeah, I know, but it also, you know, it's 100% charged, but it also says Verizon 3G, which means it's still active.
Okay, well, you have to get it on to look at it.
No, I know, but you can turn a phone on and not be connected to a cell phone.
Well, he never locked it or anything. But I'm telling you what, fellas, the Tiger Woods blackie face is gold, man. It's gold.
I don't even think that's Aaron Carter.
Really? You don't show it to Drew.
I saw it. It looks like Aaron Carter. I know she held back the dick pics, though.
Yeah,
that's Aaron Carter on crack.
For his own research.
You see that there's 1,330 pictures.
I saw that.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rick, thank you. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. I want to talk about the bare knuckle fighting, too. So we need to spend some time because my buddy John and everybody, we seriously want to do that.
Okay, you got it, Rick.
All right, fellas, be good. Mark, shut up, and I'll chat with you guys soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Okay, we'll see you.
See ya.
A smart guy, that Rick.
It's Aaron Carter. What? How old is he there? 11?
No, he's older than that.
He's wearing a baseball hat.
He's probably in his 20s there.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looks young.
I don't understand why he would be connected to a cell tower. It's really weird.
Can you do a couple commercials?
Sure.
That contact list.
What?
Contact have a lot list. Of fun with that.
Why didn't he send us one of the skanky pictures? At least send a girl.
Oh, right. Rick texted me again. This is going to be another one.
He's so funny.
He wants to come in studio.
Why does he want to do a bare knuckle fight?
Because he can't find anyone to fight him. Maybe this is his only chance.
Wait. There's fights around here.
I know, but I feel like every time he sets up a fight, it gets canceled.
The person forfeits. Is that a running joke in the fighting community that you set up fights with Rick, and he promotes them to no end?
And then
you forfeit?
He just wrote, "It's gold, guys." It is. He's sitting on something.
He surprises me. I mean, his memorabilia collection. I didn't even know he did this until he got in trouble with the Batman comics.
Hey, wait. I'm guessing glad we didn't go down that route as to what happened with that.
No.
It's really hard to follow that.
It is very hard.
Hey, they come through his office from all over Michigan. They're there to ask Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced and honored eye surgeon, to set them free from the annoyance and poor performance of glasses. It's funny. As soon as I messed up one word, I knew that was coming.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry. To set them free from the annoyance and poor performance of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, they've heard that there are answers, and they get them from Dr. Yaldo. Last week alone, another 20 or so Michiganders got custom cats LASIK, the most advanced in the world, and most will get better than 20/20 vision. Others, 50 years or older, they can get multifocal lens implants, so Rolls-Royce surgery that lets them throw away their hated reading glasses, the need for which is a pain in the ass that hits all of us by that age. I'm just waiting for that. No, it's around the corner. This summer, you can swim, play softball, read the small print, do all the stuff that enhances your lifestyle without the burden and annoyance of the old technology. Glasses, reading glasses, and contacts. Do what many DrewMike listeners have done. Call for the free evaluation, get the DrewMike discount, and see stuff like you did decades ago. Call Dr. Yaldo 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES, or go online, YaldoEyeCenter.com. Get it done and enjoy the best summer and best vision of your life. Hey, it's what we've all been waiting for, and it's finally here, the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. Wonder what all the excitement is about? Well, let me explain. During Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica for as low as $292 a month.
In some circles, this is considered a piece of automotive art.
Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a huge, smashing success. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it once again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See the details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Start your engines.
Did you see there's going to be an off-road vehicle park in Oakland County?
Yes, I just recently saw that.
Up near the Holly, Zot Ford in Holly.
I want to see what that's all about.
Well, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
There used to be, I don't think it was a legal one, kind of in... Yeah, it might have been a car testing place outside Ann Arbor where we used to go all the time in high school.
I grew up, up in the sticks, up in the thumb there, and we used to have some pretty badass mud bogs. In fact, there was a mud bog that was in between Emily City and KPAC. It got really, really, really big. In fact, it got too big to the point where there was so much parking on the back roads that they had to shut it down.
But this off-road vehicle park, they're like, test your cars hill climbing and gully jumping abilities, but look at the picture they use. I don't even know what kind of car that is, but would you take that car?
Oh, I wouldn't take that. That looks like a hybrid,
It is. It's a crossover, but it's a smaller crossover.
But I guess you can test it out and see how it does in all the muck.
I think that was their stock footage. That's why they used it.
She got a big old Jeep or a truck that's jacked up with mudders on it.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's tax day. Many of us are secure with our finances right now, but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations, whether it's life insurance, college saving plans, or tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions and help plan your future finances. The last thing you want in retirement is to have to listen to the Joosh remind you that he's going to let you drive his car, that he pays for everything around here. I like that hoo-hoo.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Hoo-hoo-ha-ha is actually written in the copy. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha. Call Luke, 248-663-4748. Set up a plan today to avoid your retirement future collapsing like the stellar Stumpf Green setup closer combination this year. It hasn't been that
bad. Was last year, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Stumpf still on the team? He is.
He is. Yeah. He is.
Stumpf.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Legal stuff.
So the theme of the show today is rising like the phoenix, Tiger Woods. The Drew and Mike Show on WLLZ over the weekend.
Righteous Rick.
Just when, you know, he served his time, he screwed up. It's a very complicated story. The judge couldn't figure it out and just said, you're going to jail for a couple years. I don't know what else to do.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
Is it because Rick represented himself in court?
Did he represent?
No,
did
but couldn't you see him doing it?
Yes, I could.
Very threatening.
You know, Rick, it's funny. We make fun of Rick. He's a lot smarter than I think anyone gives him credit for.
He's a nice guy.
When he knew what the Ming Dynasty was, he blew my mind. if somebody had said, do you think Righteous Rick knows what the Ming Dynasty is, I would have said, absolutely not.
Righteous Rick versus Rectal Randy.
Oh, that's right. Randy was the guy he didn't like.
Rick, you know, Rick might even be coming into his own because, you know, all these beefs in the rap world. He's got a lot of beefs.
Right. That's what I love about
him. He's becoming more hip.
If he gets into an argument, albeit online or via phone, his first instinct is let's fucking fist fight.
Yeah, he's a counterpuncher. Yeah. Yeah.
It turns into a beef immediately. It's never resolved quickly. It just becomes a running beef.
His comeback story has already started, though, because didn't he move to a really nice area?
Yes,
he left Berkeley and now, yeah.
He's rising like the phoenix, like Tiger and this show back on Terrestrial Radio. Righteous Rick is like the phoenix, and he
God,
fits
he left
today's
Berkeley.
Theme.
Our home prices went up.
So
our plumbing's better.
As far as tax day.
Yeah, gross.
I know. What a drag. Everyone, and Maz is one of everyone, is livid over, I'm not getting a refund. My taxes suck. And most people don't realize it doesn't mean that you paid more taxes.
Yeah.
It's easily adjustable. You can always get a refund, and most people, I think, were set up to do that. But then when there was a tax cut and people got a little more in their paychecks, they probably didn't adjust the small amount of taxes that they had to pay, and so most people did not get a refund.
I think it's the shock of having to pay when you're expecting something back, but you'd rather pay on tax day than get a refund, wouldn't you?
I would, but most people, I mean, of course I'd rather get a refund when April comes around because psychologically you feel good. Like, it's like an extra paycheck. And I think a lot of people feel that way.
I have an extra $250 in my paycheck.
For a lot of people, it's a big lump sum. That's their opportunity to go and purchase something.
And
that's true.
Whether, you know, they understand what happened here, most people are just mad that they're not getting a refund. They think, well, I'm getting screwed. I'm not getting a refund. And they don't realize they probably got a little more in their paycheck throughout the year. But it's fixable. Just talk to your accountant or talk to HR. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me this whole thing about refunds.
You know, I went to the Wharton School of Finance.
And people hashtag no refund 2019 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an ex-girlfriend of mine who bought a car. And I'm looking at the terms. I'm going, wait, a six-year loan?
Oh.
I mean, this is when they barely even made six-year loans. And, of course, her response was, the payment's only $230. I mean, it was all about the payment.
6 years.
Like, if the payment had been for 12 years, she would have felt the same way.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
But the good news is podcast revenues were up.
Yeah.
Although, unfortunately, expenses were, too. So I made less money in 2018 than in 2017 because that's exactly how I felt because we spent more money. In fact, it's pretty funny, isn't it? Originally, we did the show for 6 months without any advertising. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if we're going to keep the show together, we have to get advertisers. We have to pay people. So somehow it's creeped up to about $25,000 a month in expenses before I make a cent. Oof. But we're managing. I'm not sure how it's working. I guess it's because, honestly, the reason is because our advertisers do so well.
Well, because people go to those advertisers.
Yeah, they do. No, they really do, and they make a lot of noise. So we have a noisy audience, which
I know,
is
I love
a great
it.
Thing to have.
For and better and for worse.
The interesting
Thank
thing
you for
is
that.
That I'm finding the more people I talk to in advertising, they're some of them are very down on radio, and when they find this, they're excited because they know advertising works. But you know, some of these blocks of commercials, you land in the middle of eight commercials, and it's hard to get your message out.
You are so generous. Thank you.
And some of these stations don't have audience for, you know what. Mm-hmm. So, but
well, you're also floating the whole network too.
Well, yeah, that's
true. Network costs.
Yes. Yeah, our network expenses. But I am a network executive. That I never thought that would happen.
Price of being an executive. I can't believe you're wearing a suit every day. It's really weird.
I know. It doesn't feel right either. We're gonna have to have casual Fridays, I think, around here. Casual Thursdays.
You know what I realized the other day? I went to a place that and they were on a Friday and they were having casual Fridays, and they still dress nicer than I ever do.
Oh,
like, what does that say about me?
It's I know terrible. what made me laugh last night was the Saturday Night Live commercial on what are those clothes?
Oh yeah, the Ann Taylor.
Why don't we run that? I thought it was really funny.
Yeah,
because those are the clothes I buy. You know, one color T-shirts. Pants for my legs. It's never about. And if I'm looking in the mirror too long, it's like, no.
Yeah, a real life invisibility
not get
cloak.
Hot.
Thanks, everyone. Now I'm gonna wake up and write a.
That's the wrong sketch.
Oh, it says it's.
Oh, that's the end of it. That's the end of the prior sketch.
I thought they had a funny show.
It was okay. Yeah.
I let my look do the talking.
My body is my canvas, and my clothes is my paint.
When it comes to fashion, there's no risk you won't take. Well, congrats on being hot, but this ain't for you. Introducing Fashion Coward. The only
fashion
store for
coward.
People who hate shopping and feel lost and scared. With clothes that suggest the general idea of a person. So many shirts are almost normal, but then they go like this.
Hide at the bottom.
We keep it safe with things like brown sweater, navy shirt, pants for the legs, and one black dress that says, keep it moving.
My style tells a story.
Same. My story is, I'm a stranger to myself.
I go on cruises with my parents.
Ideal juror.
Can't decide between buttons and no buttons? We split the diff with a whole lot of this. That's a half trail of buttons that say, bail, 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 bail. And you gotta try on our big gray zip-up sweatshirt that doubles as a real-life invisibility cloak. Try it on in our coward-proof fitting room. As a child, you were humiliated in a Kohl's fitting room where your mother said something so harmful it seared off the top layer of your brain. You're safe here with things like far mirrors.
That'll do.
Far mirrors.
And the clothing makes you ask, am I this person?
Maybe for like a rooftop party?
It will immediately burst into flames. Decisions are hard. That's why if you take more than 30 seconds to decide if you want something, the fitting room emits a mercy gas that knocks you out. Then you're carried home by a big, strong man who'll shop for you.
Grabs a gray sweatshirt.
You know why. Fashion coward. It's just Ann Taylor.
I guess I'm a fashion coward.
Yeah.
It's just Ann Taylor.
Well, what do you have to prove with your fashion?
T-shirts, pants. There are. The clothes are just for covering me, pretty much.
Well, I'm glad you wear them.
I am too.
T-shirt time.
Yeah.
It can't be entirely true, or else you'd just wear a robe all the time. Can you imagine we came over here, Brandon, and Drew's just in a robe?
The whole show had robes. Everyone was in robes.
We have to wear show robes before. We have to strip. There's a changing room.
Julian Assange, I don't know why. I enjoyed the story more as it went on because, first of all, seeing him carried out and, you know, screaming like he's some kind of a victim. He's a fucking troll. He's a troll. And he broke, it sounds like he hacked the president of Ecuador's phone, mm-hmm. and he put out pictures of him on an extravagant vacation. I guess the country's on austerity, and so this was a bad look. And so Assange, who's so smart and knows better than anyone, and really understands when people's privacy should be breached, he hacked a photo of him eating a lobster dinner in a resort.
WikiLeaks, vacation. I love WikiLeaks.
And there's just this incredible pile of food on a bed, and it sounds to me like the president of Ecuador was pissed, and not to mention the fact they're spending $6.5 million a year housing this asshole.
Why? Why that much?
I don't know. I have no idea. But not only are they spending all this money to house him, but they also, he's a terrible tenant.
Yeah.
He's loud. He refuses to shut up. He smears feces on the wall. His cat runs everywhere, and people think the cat has a camera on it or a recording device.
He leaves soiled underwear in the bathroom.
The cat has a tie.
Which, where did he get soiled underwear? Did he purposely soil it?
I don't know. No, I mean, he's an asshole.
They had to remind him to flush the toilet and clean his own dishes because he would leave those just stacked up in the sink.
I mean, this embassy is putting their ass on the line by housing him there. I mean, they're doing him the biggest favor you could possibly do anyone, saving him from jail, basically. And he's a complete asshole.
I laughed
Fuck
at this,
him.
I laughed at this line in the story. According to the ambassador, Assange often broke, quote, the hygiene protocol. The WikiLeaks co-founder claimed to have a stomach sickness and railed against people infringing on his privacy. Oh, the irony is rich.
Infringing on his privacy.
There's new video, too, of him skateboarding in the hallways. This is an embassy. It's basically an office in this dick's barefoot, by the way. He also asked for a bigger room, and they gave it to him.
And then not only that, they're demanding to extradite him to Sweden for two sexual assault charges. So this guy is wanted. Why is anyone protecting him?
I don't know. Well, once Sweden dropped the charges, I'm surprised they didn't let him go. I saw his lawyer from a previous interview before he was arrested claiming that there's no way he can be extradited. This is a First Amendment issue. He is just a publisher of what people give him. And that part is true, except they're charging him for conspiracy with Chelsea Manning. It's not a publishing issue that they're arresting him for.
Well, I'm sorry, but
in that leak that they put out there with disregard for whatever was in it, just put it all out there, led to deaths of U.S. soldiers. So fuck him.
It's not up to him what is private and what is not private. You know, it's kind of like
but so there's the comparison to Snowden, and those two get lumped together all the time. But Snowden, I don't think it was that bad. I mean, he's just kind of saying, hey, look at what the government's spying on you citizens for. But he didn't just dump it all. He worked with, you know, legitimate publishing companies to kind of pick and choose as to what the story should be.
By the way, I'm watching Julian Assange skateboard.
Yeah,
he
terrible.
He fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He's no good. You don't skateboard barefoot. That's why we have grip tape.
Nice vest, too, that he's wearing.
And he can't even stay on there. He's ridiculous.
I think he's just trying to annoy
them. I can't figure out why Ecuador would spend all this money protecting. What are they? Why?
Let's Google it.
And then he hacks the president's phone. What an absolute jerk.
He's the worst guest.
So I also got angry in a sort of related story, but not really. The Situation is in prison from Jersey Shore. And he's in there because he made millions of dollars selling porn with his brother. And this is when people still bought porn, apparently. Do people pay for porn anymore?
I don't know why they'd.
Some people do.
People do, yeah. They absolutely do.
They don't want Assange to hack them.
Anyway, they created this really elaborate scam to not pay any taxes on, I forget how many millions of dollars it was, but I mean, basically they stole millions of dollars from the Treasury. So he's in jail, and he's in the same jail as Billy McFarland, and also the guy who leaked the Jennifer Lawrence nudes.
Oh, boy.
And I'm thinking to myself,
the fappening guy?
Yeah, I guess it's a fappening guy. And I'm thinking, oh, I see. So when
that hero?
When you release photos of famous people, something happens.
Yeah.
But think of all the assholes who send pic photos around, nude pictures of their ex-girlfriends or their ex-wife. I mean, that is, it's so commonplace, and yet it's so absolutely wrong.
I guess because he's a hacker and he stole them as opposed to, I guess, a boyfriend having them. I mean, either way, it's shitty.
That's a horrible thing to do to someone. I mean, that is criminal. It is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a few states that maybe don't have revenge porn laws yet, but they're very, they're pretty stringent, and they should be. How can you do that? And not only that, it also makes women feel very nervous about sending nude pictures, which is not a good thing.
I know, that's not cool.
Yeah, so they're wrecking it for everyone else.
Yeah. Speaking of porn, did you see the guy that sued his parents in federal court?
Yeah. Can we find that guy?
They have not named him anywhere.
Sure.
I have not seen him named. But the news story, so he moved in with his parents after a divorce, and then when he moved out, he went to Indiana.
Yeah, and stored all his shit at his parents' place.
Which, what an
and
ass.
Both, by the way.
Just take it all with you.
He and his wife split, right? Isn't that why he moved in with his parents?
That's why he moved in. Yeah,
so his parents take him in, and the guy's probably, you know, in his 30s or something, living with his parents.
He's 40.
He's 40. Okay. So his parents don't bring his porn when they deliver his shit to him at his new place, which is, first of all, you know, I'm amazed at what some people do to their parents. Yeah, Mom, could you bring my shit that I started your house when I decided to move back home at 40? Oh, sure, we'll bring it.
Including on my porn. Mom, you forgot my porn.
So they didn't bring his porn.
12 boxes of films and magazine.
Why does he?
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
And his parents were apparently repulsed and said, no, we're not taking his porn. And it sounds like they threw it out.
They did. They threw it out, which, you know, parents have thrown away baseball cards. That seems to always been the popular one.
I'm not saying I agree with the parents deciding this, but on the other hand,
if it means that much to them, take it with you.
Of course.
Yikes, you're strict.
He's storing his shit at his parents' house. He lives there rent-free. You know, he didn't pay a dime of rent.
Yeah.
And they deliver his stuff to him, and he has the audacity to sue them? Because they threw out his porn. And by the way, do you really think his porn is worth $29,000? Was someone really going to pay him that?
According to this story, it includes such titles as Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies.
Oh, you think that's really worth a lot of money?
But he's suing him for three times that for damages. The lawsuit includes an email excerpt from the man's father who told his son, I did you a big favor by getting rid of all this stuff. You can save space and I'll just go online and see it all like your dad does.
Well, not to mention, isn't that kind of a problem with his next girlfriend when he's got boxes and boxes of porn?
I'm going to get another girlfriend, this guy?
Well, I think anybody suing their parents is probably, that's probably a little bit of a red flag for a female, especially over the porn collection they threw out. That he's so married to.
Although then again, maybe he'll just find a wild chick.
Somehow I don't think that guy has a lot of choices. Okay, so no numbers there. Brandon, you had a couple.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you. Can I come in?
Sweet video game chair.
So, so what's in the box?
It's my personal collection of erotica. I want to give it to you. I think there might be a few tapes in there that just might open up Pandora's box of love.
Oh, okay.
Amy and I, we used to watch Harry Twatter, and we'd put it on the television and then act it out as it was going on, and she's adorable. Fucking bitch.
Well, you know, this is really gracious and kind and generous and everything, but I just don't want a big box of porn in my apartment.
There's some really great stuff in here. Really great movies in here, man. Hey, did you ever see School of Rock?
Yeah.
Well, this is, it's called School of, you know.
Oh.
It's like it.
That's nice.
But it stars Jack Blackcock.
Oh, that makes sense.
Dude, here it is. Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made. All these great scenes that I was really into in the summer of 2003.
Oh.
I think you'd really dig it.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is, Everybody Loves Raymond. That's probably not supposed to be. This is a good show. I just tape it sometimes.
What other numbers did you have, Brandon? Because I know I sent you those stories on Friday, and you said we already had numbers for those. I just don't remember what shows they were.
Let's see. Last week, there was the story of the Easter decorations in New Jersey. This guy basically put up, you know, a bunch of sexy mannequins and put bunny ears on him, and it's his own personal Easter
I could put like a Playboy Club.
Yeah, yeah. And some neighbors loved it, and some neighbors hated it. Last week, I didn't have his name, so I just found a bunch of the numbers. But there was some new revelations because somebody actually went and like attacked it and tried to destroy it.
Is that whose number you have?
I have her number, and I also have his number.
Let's call the woman who destroyed the Easter bunnies.
Her name is Desiree, and I did not try these numbers. Desiree is a 84% chance.
I gotta say, it's
84%.
You know, the guy that put it up is a dentist. Doesn't that seem like a dentist thing to do?
No.
So I immediately jumped to Bryan Cranston in Seinfeld, where he was the creepy dentist and he was making out with assistants when he put Jerry under. I don't know.
It's a stupid display. I don't really know what the point is. Although I wouldn't behead it like this lady did. Would she take a sword out or something?
Garden shears?
Garden shears, yeah.
Okay. Hey, did you guys see the blind 7-year-old that plays Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Is that the one you sent to us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were some snide remarks watching it.
Well, he's not that good.
He's terrible.
Well, that's why I thought it might be fun.
But he can't see the music.
No, he's trying. Good for him.
He played it.
Why is it online?
I don't know.
And if it's going to be online, why not edit all the restarts out?
Oh, were there multiple restarts?
Yeah.
He kept screwing it up?
Yeah. A lot.
Oh, boy. See, I only saw him play it straight through, and they had him playing a few other songs, too. But I didn't think he was like Liberace or anything.
Here he is. I'll play him.
As if Liberace's the gold standard.
Brandon won't play him. I'll play it. Wait. Oh, you know what? The link. I forgot that this happened. The link you sent was Julian Assange.
What?
Yeah, remember?
Well, then how did you criticize him?
Because you.
Oh, you found him?
Yeah. Hang on. I got to find him now.
You can go ahead and call the lady, Brandon.
Oh.
We don't really need the story. He's got Playboy bunnies wearing
mannequins.
Easter bunny ears. Mannequins, yeah, with giant racks, and they're in very little clothes. They're mannequins, though.
Yeah.
And then there's Easter eggs underneath them. They're all in, one's in pink, one's in green, one's in black. It's so dumb. Really? First of all, do people decorate for Easter?
No. Let's see.
I mean, I wouldn't even, if I was going to put anything on, maybe a big bunny, but why the female bunnies? What's this lady's name again?
Desiree.
Desiree. Nothing's going to stop.
It's the theme
us.
To mannequins.
Hello?
Is Desiree there, please?
Who is this?
It's the Drew and Mike show. We had heard about this disgusting
geez.
Display for Easter, and we wanted to see if she had any comment on it.
Okay. What's up?
Oh, is this Desiree?
Yeah.
Oh, Desiree. Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
So who's this clown neighbor who puts out these buxom women for Easter? I don't understand.
Yeah, neither do I. That's why I did what I had to do. I did what nobody else was going
to
do.
Well, somebody had to do something.
Yeah. So he's a dentist that lives across the street. His name is Wayne. He's very, you know, his name's Wayne, and he is strange. On St. Patrick's Day, he had a few of those out there that were quite fresh, you know, like disgusting, you know, when he's slutty, like sluts on a corner, you know, come on.
Ugh.
And then I was like, okay, that's crazy. And then he did the Easter part, right, which you saw and you know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And I was like, what the heck? Am I on a radio right now?
Yes, we are on. Well, we're doing a podcast technically.
Okay, whatever. It's
you
fine.
You could end up on the radio though. WLLZ.
Whatever.
Just
I don't care.
There.
I don't care.
I know.
You should listen though. It's a good station.
I don't even know what podcast means. So yeah, anyway,
it'll be on. It could be on the radio too. So
it's a long story. Yeah. So he put the St. Patrick's Day, and now these horrific bunny women.
Okay, and then listen. So then he puts bunnies, and it's like such sluck here. Like hookers on the fucking corner.
Well, what's up with that? Is this a nice area? It looks like a nice area.
Yes, exactly. That's why I do what I do, because like it's the nicest part of Clifton, you know, where we live, and he's like that's like messing it up, you know. And I'm like, and then I was sitting on my couch, doing laundry. Like this guy, well, I'm gonna say one thing first. This guy says. I heard something. I don't pay attention to any of the media stuff, but he said that something I do for attention. No. I was sitting on my couch in my living room doing laundry. I folded it, and I saw all the media out there. It was like Inside Edition and who knows whatever channels and all that.
Okay.
And I'm like thinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finish this load on folding this clothes. I'm like, you know what? That's it. Put on my shoes. You know, pick things up, put things down, and bada bing, bada boom, done. And I didn't.
Wait, Desiree, is that when you got the garden shears and took the head off?
No, there were scissors.
Oh, scissors. Okay, so you did behead one of these skanky mannequins.
No, that was the number five. Number five, the head fell off by accident. Oh. I didn't behead it.
What'd you cut down?
You poked a hole in it?
What?
Did you poke a hole? You said it's a scissor. You did something with scissors?
No, I cut because he had the mannequins tied up to the stands with like a see through kind of wire or something.
Oh, so it was holding them up.
Yeah, that's all I cut off.
When they fell down, did any of their clothes fall off? Were they exposed ever?
No.
Thank God.
No,
clothes came. Look, no clothes came off. Right.
Okay.
And the last one when I was bringing it and placing it on the driveway. That's what that one green head is, because it just fell off when I was walking.
Okay.
Hey, did he have to press charges, or could he have just let it go?
He should have let it go, but he pressed charges. But whatever. I can't really talk about that part.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine.
Desiree, can you tell me more about this guy? Because he sounds like, is this guy, I don't know, is he oversexed? Is he really into porn?
Okay.
Why would he do this on a holiday like this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm expecting.
I'm going to tell you something else.
Okay.
You want to hear something else?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you can tell me.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this. It's fucking crazy. I just heard this today. I was walking to the park with my little nephew. This guy comes up to me. Okay, long story short. He put up this display again. He added more, right?
What?
Okay. And now here's how he made it thick, even thicker than it is. There is another mannequin. It's a male mannequin. Okay.
Oh, no.
A mannequin?
Just listen. It's bent over into a fountain, right? And somebody approached me today when I was walking, like I said, and they the mannequin that is approached into the fountain, leaning into it.
Yeah.
Is a representation and a replica of it's called a Plateau Reserve. I didn't even know what Plateau Reserve is.
You mean Plato's Retreat?
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
Wow,
yeah,
what if Maz is involved?
Well, this is in you are near North Bergen, right?
What?
Are you near North Bergen in Jersey?
I'm Clifton, New Jersey. I'm like 10 minutes from Giant Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plato's Retreat. Well, that's where they used to have those are bathhouses back in the day.
But I don't even know what a freaking bathhouse is. But you see my point. Like
Yeah. Do you want to know what a bathhouse is?
No.
Okay.
No.
So in other words, he's come back and he's come back even stronger.
Yeah. Now because
no, even more disgusting.
But do you know because you've because you did what you did that public support has swung his way.
Really?
That's according to the story in the North Jersey newspaper.
I don't know because you know why? Because I don't follow any of it, like any of the social media, any TV stations, any videos, any comments. I have not looked at since I did it. I do not pay attention to.
What about Desiree? What about the neighbors? Do they support you? Are they angry about this?
Yeah, they support me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are people coming?
I got approached before, and the guy and his wife were like, "Thank you, wow."
Are people coming by to see these skanks?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They are?
Weird.
Even more today. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe it. There was, like, traffic for this stuff today.
Nothing like cars full of boners coming to your part of the neighborhood for no apparent reason.
Disgusting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Who knows what they're going to do with those boners,
wait,
too?
You know what I did? I was outside, like, about 15 minutes ago on my porch because I was right across the street.
Yeah.
And I saw these girls walk by, right?
Yeah.
And I said to them, I just asked a question, you know, because people keep asking me questions and won't leave me alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just asked the girls a question from my house to across the street. I said, hey, why do you guys like this? You know, they said, oh, it's funny. It's fun. I said, yeah. Don't you think it's inappropriate? They said, yeah, it's inappropriate. It's weird. But we like it. It's funny. I said, well, you have kids? And they did some funny stuff with their hands and were like, no, and ran into the car.
So they drove, these girls, these whores drove over there just to get out and see it and laugh at it?
Probably see what clothes they're going to buy.
Yeah.
They're probably between tricks or something.
Window shopping for them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you have a child, right? How did you explain it to your child?
My 16-year-old, I don't really need to explain to him, but I told him, I said, he already knows, and he's like, Mommy, he's just shaking his head when I have to take him to school every day, back and forth.
Is he okay?
He's shaking his
You don't catch him, like, staring at them or anything, right?
No, okay. He shakes his head.
Yeah. When you're around.
My son is a ROTC.
Oh, really?
So
they don't like stuff like that.
No, and I got to take him to school, like, earlier than normal kids go to school, and he's like, what? And he just shakes his head, and I told him, I talked to him, he knows that that's not the way
He probably knows what Easter is all about, because you probably have taught him what Easter is all about.
Yeah, I did, and my nephew came over today. I had my kids back again today, three more kids again today here.
Oh, boy.
And my nephew, I had to explain to him why.
Well, how'd you explain it?
I told my nephew, he's like, he calls me Didi. He's like, Didi. He's like, why are they back up? I thought you took them down. I said, everybody has a right to do their own thing, but it doesn't mean it's always the right thing.
I think that's well explained.
Yeah.
In an economy of words. From Aunt Dee Dee.
Desiree,
what about the dentist? Have you talked to the dentist? Has he apologized to you?
Some Channel 5 lady yesterday asked me about that. She's like, you know, I said, you know, I'm a little bit sorry because I do not like touching anybody else's stuff or property, and I did not do any damage. No, I am a little bit sorry.
Yeah, I heard he was.
But
sending.
I still believe I did the right thing. And that's
I think he did the right thing too. But I did hear that he's sending you a bill.
What?
I heard he was sending.
He can't send me a bill. I don't care.
That's what I heard.
All the bills he wants.
Somebody was saying that he apparently had worked up a bill, and I guess it's not that much, like $194 or something.
Well, whatever. That's changing my pocket. But
Desiree's making some coin.
Whoa! Wow. What do you do for a living, Desiree?
I work with seniors in their home. I'm a caregiver.
Oh, cool. And are you married as well?
No.
You're not. Okay. Well, I appreciate.
I do want to ask you though. Has he been playing music too?
Oh my God! Yeah, check this out. So last night, he blasted music, right?
What was he playing?
Oh my God! I'm going to tell you right now. It's so freaking creepy. Like, this guy is weird. Okay. So he I heard him blasting music, right? And then I look out the window, and right as I look out the window, when he's blasting the music, he has his hands on the ass of one of the mannequins because he's putting it up.
Did he have his pants down? Nothing. Continue.
And then, so he has his hands on the ass of the mannequin while this song is playing that I'm about to tell you. We're going to have a good time tonight. And then, and then another song was, my God, it's so pathetic.
So the Black Eyed Peas?
I think that was number one
hit. No. Look. What? And we survive.
We survive.
We're going to have a good time tonight. I know it well.
Yeah, and then another one he was playing. These kept repeating, okay? Congratulations song.
Congratulations for breaking my heart. Celebration? Celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, really?
Wow, that is creepy stuff, Desiree. But listen, I appreciate your information. You've been so helpful.
No, I'm glad I actually talked to you guys because I've been avoiding all media and the radio stations and everybody that's been calling me. I've been avoiding it, but I wanted to put my honesty out there.
Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, thank you for breaking your silence. It's much appreciated. It's much needed.
Wait, am I going to be on the radio?
Yes, you will, Desiree.
Oh crap! Okay.
You did a good job.
You did a great job.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Bye, Desiree.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Congratulations. I love the way she tells stories.
Party going on right here. Congratulations.
The last throughout the year. I thought you were talking about the Traveling Wilburys. The Dylan song? Congratulations. Which I love.
We're going to congratulate.
I was going to be so pumped that the guy was playing the Traveling Wilburys.
I like that. Where did he find that copy of We Will Survive? Man.
We gonna celebrate and have a good time. It's time to join the party. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Everyone
around the world. Come on!
He's bringing people together. People are driving by, getting out of the car.
It's congratulations.
Obama! Obama! Celebrate good Obama! Come on! It's Obama, Obama.
What a ridiculous story. I mean, the setup's pretty stupid, the mannequins. But to react that way? Okay, whatever.
And I didn't really fully understand. What was the St. Patrick's Day? Did he use the same mannequins?
I think he did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was a very risque setup for St. Patrick's Day, too. What's the next holiday? What's it going to be? Yikes.
July 4th?
Yeah.
Those mannequins will be wearing red, white, and blue.
Red, white, bleed red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
I have a feeling her 16-year-old didn't think it was that big a deal. I'm guessing.
Probably not.
The news stories, though, that covered it, it did show a lot of people on that street.
Well, that would be the worst part about it, not that they're these scantily clad
mannequins.
I think
it's just dumb. I mean, the whole thing's not the end of the
dumb.
World. It's just stupid.
Those mannequins are pretty hot, by the way.
They're kind of hot. How far in are we, Brandon?
140.
140? Okay. Because I didn't want to get a couple things. The Michigan State football jerseys. What is going on?
Oh, they're pretty cool, man. That's great. That's a good look.
Lime green?
Well, don't they have lime green for basketball?
I don't know.
They do. They've had lime green uniforms for basketball. What cracked me up though is when they did the announcement, they had Seattle Seahawks gloves on the Photoshop.
Uh-huh.
Because they just haven't finished the gloves for it, but some people caught it with their eye, which I was surprised. I don't like how it says State really big on it.
I don't either. It's funny. There are a lot of schools that are called State.
Yeah.
And to me, that's so generic. It's not the state school. So what? What about, I don't know, that seems like the part I would not emphasize. I'd rather be MSU or the Spartans or Michigan State, but not State.
But I love the old basketball uniforms where it was scripted. State.
I like those.
I think those are pretty sharp. It's really, they're just too busy.
And the lime green, I don't know, it's so Seahawks.
Yeah, because it literally is the Seahawks.
Yeah, it just didn't do
that
it for me.
The green thing today was enough.
Yeah, the green thing.
I don't know, I'm kind of
lime green thing.
Done with alternate uniforms. Until Michigan
I am, too. I don't know, I'm just, you know what makes me mad, too, is the fact that it just draws attention to the fact that Nike,
yep.
Nike just pours all these millions into the schools, and the kids come out, hey, look at the guys who don't get paid a cent for wearing these uniforms, modeling them for us, while money just flows into our pockets. It just...
I know, they'll be for sale for, you know, a couple $100.
It's just amazing all the revenue streams that pour into these colleges, and I think you're right, I think alternative uniforms are just kind of tired.
It's just kind of played out, but I guess, you know what? The kids love them.
Do they really?
I don't know.
Do they really love that uniform? No, they always suggest that kids, oh, yeah, you'll get a lot of recruits with your crazy uniforms.
The kids love them.
Coachella. This year feels...
I watched some of it. You know, you can watch it all online.
Yeah, I saw that, and there was no one on the docket I really
There's
wanted to
nobody
see.
Nobody on the list I'd want to see.
Well, Paris Jackson opened it.
Ugh. Oh, please. Now, doesn't that say it all? Paris Jackson opened Coachella. And
what was she busking
she
outside
opened,
the gate?
She opened for a reason, because no one's watching when it opens up. Yeah. Nobody cares.
I guess she technically, I don't know if you would consider this an open, but she technically headlined the pre-party before
it
started.
That?
That was the story.
Would people stop pretending that Paris Jackson matters? She's not his daughter.
Wow.
She doesn't matter.
Wait, what?
She's got a lot of problems.
Parents, they always think Debbie, but that could easily be my father's genes, you know?
She's the child Debbie Rowe sold.
Yeah.
She's Arnold Klein's daughter. She's not anyone special. She has a lot of money. That's about it. But anyway, this whole everything I've seen about Coachella this year feels like a miss, starting with they had a fire.
Yeah, in a shower.
And apparently it took a lot longer to get the fire out than people kind of thought it would.
Why did they just turn on the shower?
Then they had this this sequence where, I don't know who the artist was, they were trying to do a call and response, and no one in the crowd was responding.
Oh, I want to see that.
If you look it up, it was on, I think it was on Twitter, but it was on there a lot. It was a female artist. Then, every time I saw...
Was it Casey Musgraves?
It might have been Casey Musgraves. Does it say something about call and response?
Casey Musgraves tried a simple call and response at Coachella. The crowd failed.
Well, yeah, the crowd's just...
Wait, you just want to watch some Taylor Swift, Brandon?
Sorry, it's telling me that it's that video, but it's not.
What is up with videos not being what they say they are?
There it is. That's probably just a still.
It doesn't look like it.
Hey, there it is.
You can see the girls on stage at Coachella. Is that her?
Well, let's see if Callie can bring the yeehaw to me.
Boy.
Sounds like you're responding to that.
You say ho!
What's wrong with that?
Whoa. I didn't say fucking you.
Whoa.
Oh.
What?
What?
Yeah.
So, huh? She got mad.
Yeah. Yeah. When I say yeah, you say ho! I didn't say fucking
you. Oh, she messed it up. She didn't say ye.
That didn't work out well, didn't it?
Oh, she shames.
That didn't work out well at all, did it? Okay, didn't work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all.
Pretty much.
Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful. It was on point.
That story
Okay, you want me to continue, or should I just keep embarrassing my fucking brother? Okay.
She shamed the crowd for not responding properly. That's what that story was. This story was about someone who got no response, but don't worry about that. The story's about... That was pretty stupid, wasn't it? Was she really shaming the crowd, or was she just screwing around?
Well,
was she really angry at the crowd?
She's the one that messed up.
Anyway, every time I see, hey, look who's at Coachella, it's someone that makes me say, I don't want to be at Coachella with Lisa Rinna and Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of whatever.
And her Depends? Was she wearing her Depends? Doesn't Lisa Rinna do ads for Depends?
Does she?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Then there was...
Have you seen those?
No, I haven't. Then there was Paris Jackson dressed all boho.
Fuck off.
Then there was Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott.
Oh, Lord.
Larsa Pippen. Cindy Crawford. Willow Smith was there. Corinne Olympios was there. And
Corinne?
None of those people are people I want to be at the same concert as.
You know, usually the list of people just reads like the models at the Fire Festival.
Exactly.
Promo video. That's a lot of those people.
Corinne Olympios gets a mention for going to. Really? Is that really news?
Honestly,
Fair Abraham would be more newsworthy than Corinne, and I like Corinne. She's hot.
I feel like it's just there. They're just there to be seen.
They said in one of the stories, they said Coachella is like the ultimate selfie place.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember
so
that
people
video?
People are going just to get selfies.
Remember that video of. That the guy took where he's walking around and he's taking a video of people taking selfies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Coachella last year, they were showing people, they were in a beautiful park outside the stage and everyone was on their phone. It was like 75, sunny, gorgeous day. It was early and everyone was on their phone.
Hey, everyone. I'm here on the red carpet with Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. And guess what? Lisa has tried on and is currently wearing the new Depends silhouette for women. The women's briefs that look, fit, and feel just like underwear. Lisa,
is this
why
real?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I did it because I am a champion for positive...
And I love that Hamlin standing
that
there.
That diaper is soaking wet.
About the new silhouette is it makes a woman feel confident, and it's fashionable.
Harry,
thoughts?
I don't know. She was poured into that dress. You can't even tell she's wearing it.
Shut
up, gotta
man.
Do the touch test. Okay?
Oh, don't touch it.
It's not hot, Harry.
No
one's touching it.
I cannot even feel that.
I know.
It looks bad.
At least you don't feel the bathroom.
She's wearing a diaper.
Gown, for God's sake.
I cannot.
With a diaper.
You can't tell I have it on.
on, check out the bouquet.
I know, but we know you can. You might pee into it.
Shows women you can still look and feel fabulous.
You can shit into
it. You're
doing
it for charity, right?
I am. I'm doing it for Dress for Success, which is an amazing charity that helps.
No, you're doing it because you need it.
Wait, do the Dress for Success people tell you to wear adult diapers now to be successful?
Her poops.
Isn't that cotton-like fabric comfortable?
It feels great, and they're so soft.
Yeah, because you haven't
peed
in it yet.
How about giving our viewers a little runway model turn for a great cause?
Of your full diaper. Get Hamlet up.
You heard, but I just took a pretty aggressive dump.
What?
Why did she do that?
Why? Really?
I don't know.
I wanted to mention...
going across America to get people to try on these new Depend Silhouette briefs. And today, we're rocking the red carpet.
Look, no, you're not rocking with adult diapers.
I know you don't need one, but will you try on these new Depend
Silhouette? Why is she wearing it?
They had to throw that in the copy. You don't need one.
Play it.
Okay, wait. Hang on.
Why is she wearing it?
Because she
wants the money to endorse it.
Because Hamlin gets mad when they have to run to the bathroom every 15 minutes.
But will you try on these new Depend Silhouette briefs for charity and prove just how great
for
the fit
charity.
Is?
Charity?
A fantastic dress.
A lie.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Sure.
Well, I think Hamlin's getting off
what
on
if
it.
She doesn't pee, she gets a lot
the
of money. Is she paid for 10 minutes,
like
she doesn't pee.
Lisa, who are you wearing?
She's wearing the new Depend Silhouette. Wow. We invite you to get a free sample and try one on, too.
Okay. Cool.
Are you serious?
How stupid is that? Okay, for her to endorse an adult diaper and then say she doesn't wear
it,
one.
She doesn't need
and
it.
Then imply that, hey, I'm wearing a formal dress. It's tight as hell. And you can't even tell I'm wearing... What?
It's so
A person that needs adult diapers is not trying to be poured
hot.
Into a dress.
Yeah.
How absolutely dumb. Ugh. And what do you mean for charity? The people around signing, yeah, I'll pay $1 every 10 minutes you don't pee in your adult diaper.
Hey, wait, did she collect a check for that ad, or did she donate it all to that charity?
Oh, I sincerely doubt she donated it all to charity. Why would you do that?
What else from Coachella?
You know, that was one of those things that our agent said, you know, I don't know how to present this exactly, but this thing came along, and we're not exactly, we don't have a desk full of offers for you, but this thing came along for adult diapers. I'm not saying you need an adult diaper. No, what are you kidding me? Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. No, look, you can make $100,000.
We have to have final say over
all
copy.
I'm not saying that I wear adult diapers. Well, let me see if we can find that out. He gets on the phone. He calls. Yeah, she might do it, but she just wants it known that she doesn't wear adult diapers. Okay, so I've got a snag maybe. Let me call you back.
Meanwhile, Hamlin, it's his thing, apparently, because he has no problem with it.
Yeah, it sounds like he gets off on it.
Yeah.
He's got a Let's see how hot fetish. We can make you when you've got a big dump in your adult diaper.
Maybe Lisa Rinna's an adult baby fetish.
The other thing at Coachella is people wearing duct tape.
What?
Yeah, instead of wearing anything, they just wear duct tape over their nipple and over their bush.
Cool.
I just thought it looked
Whatever,
stupid.
Idiot. Just if you want to be really edgy, wear some Depends.
You look stupid.
What if they just wore Depends?
with a bra?
Yes.
Why? With a dingy bra.
That would be edgy.
Anyway, I've been on Access a lot lately, which is a great rock and roll channel.
Yeah.
You know, if your system has it. And
isn't that Cubes' channel, Mark Cuban's channel?
Is it Cubes' channel? I think
Thought
you're
so.
Right about that.
Yeah.
It's really good. And first of all, I've been recording. I recorded the Motley Crue final show, which I mm-hmm. talked about. It was very cool. And then they had a Billy Idol concert on there. And I was like, God, I haven't seen Billy Idol in so long. I recorded it. And he's singing his hits, and he looks really good. I mean, I think he's 62. He takes his shirt off, and he looks like one of those guys that should have his shirt off. He doesn't have one extra pound on him. And I was thinking about, like, gee, why
it's
is
like
it
you're keeping your bod pretty tight?
Why is it that there are a few guys in rock and roll that actually look normal with a shirt off, like Flea? Flea's
yeah.
not supposed to wear a shirt. Tommy Lee doesn't wear a shirt.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Vince.
Well, Vince, yeah, of course, Vince wears a shirt. I'm sure there's people that don't wear shirts that should wear shirts, but, I mean, aren't there there's a few guys that get away with not wearing a shirt?
I don't know
Anthony
if
Kiedis.
You've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
Anthony Kiedis never wears a shirt.
You don't see any fat rock stars because they're running around and playing every night.
Pretty much.
I mean, even John Popper lost all that weight from Blues Traveler.
Yeah, Vince.
Vince is the only one left.
God, is he big. And you know what? I know he's vain.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that he doesn't. He's going to have lap band, don't you think? He's going to get yeah. really thin.
It'll probably be sponsored.
He seems like
It'll
the kind of guy.
Probably live streamed.
He seems like the kind of guy that would eat his way through lap band like Carney Wilson. You know, like, You cannot get fat after lap band. It's impossible. But Carney Wilson's brain knows how much she needs to eat. It doesn't care what her body feels.
Yeah, her brain looked at one look at that lap band and just laughed.
And she expands it 1/100 of an inch at a time until she's back to her old size. But anyway, Billy Idol was pretty good. And then I was watching Neil Young. They have the big interview, and they have the biggest people. You know, Sammy Hagar, Kid Rock, Neil Young, Ringo Starr did his. Interviewed by Dan Rather,
yeah.
Which is so weird. Why is Dan Rather interviewing all these rock stars?
Dan Rather's a hip dude, man.
Well, you know what's funny is that he's a good interviewer. He does his homework, but I just don't get the feeling that he's really a rocker.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I really?
Really?
Don't. Not really.
I mean, we find out that Brokaw smoked pot and Jennings liked to party. Why is it so weird that Rather would be?
It's possible. Some of the questions he asks and how he asks them. But
I mean, is it Larry King-esque type question?
No. He does his homework. He absolutely does his homework. And he does seem to know the music to some degree. But Neil was just, I love Neil Young, and he's one of those guys, I love his music, but I love his personality. He's really quirky, and he's kind of cantankerous at times, but he's just really smart. Neil was talking about how he's so annoyed that democracy has become corpocracy, that it's all about corporations spending all this money on Canada. I mean, not like that's anything new, but...
Yeah. Well, it is more different since the Citizens United case, but yeah, I know what he means.
And the whole red state, blue state, and, you know, how the media divides us into red states, blue states, left, right, and, you know, nothing really...
Can he just rock?
Brand new. Well, he talked about... Rather was asking him a lot of questions, but he talked about his Pono player, which he swears is the best quality, absolutely the best quality, and it made me want to listen to it, but it sounds like it's commercially, it's not viable yet, but Neil's music, and he said he invented it because he wanted to listen to music and hear his music.
How is it different?
The way he described it is digital is a simulation, but analog is a reflection.
Oh my God. In other words, that's so deep.
Digital reconstitutes the sound.
Yeah, compressed.
And it doesn't do it as successfully as analog does. It's the highest resolution. Pono is the highest resolution of analog that's available. So anyway, it doesn't appear that at this point it is. He calls digital an art crime. He thinks the sound is so bad.
Yeah,
and
but
I agree with them to some extent. I mean, most people don't notice a difference.
Well, once
but,
again, I have the theory of good enough, and most digital is good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough, but some people, you know, a lot of people are buying albums now.
Sure.
The Beatles That's sold nice. 350,000 albums last year. Mm. I mean, that is a big catalog, but nonetheless.
But with this Pono player, what's he going to hold, like 3 songs?
You know, I don't know much about it. I know that he invented it, and he did it pretty much for himself. He would like it to be commercially viable, but at this point, I don't think it is. But he talked about CSNY too, and implied that it's not necessarily a never can be thing.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, it didn't sound like it's going to happen tomorrow.
He's giving it too much of hope.
And then
you didn't talk about this musician yet.
Oh, is that the 7-year-old?
Yeah, 6-year-old.
He's a 6 or 7, depending on who you talk to.
Oh, really?
He's blind, and they were making it sound like he's a piano prodigy, but I don't think he's a prodigy.
He's blind. He played by ear. He's a cute kid.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
I was kind of enjoying his little tune.
He's blind in one eye.
What?
Wait, what are you talking about?
He's blind in one eye, and then the other eye he has visual impairments. So he's not fully blind.
That's bullshit. I thought he was totally blind.
Brandon's knocking him off his
getting
perch.
Kind of pissed.
No, I mean...
Yeah, you are.
He was presented to me as being blind.
Yeah, when they run the headline here, it's blind 6-year-old piano player, not blind in one eye and visually impaired in the other.
He played Let It Be, too. He has good musical taste.
Oh, here he's doing a concert. There's a place in France.
Does he get paid? singing up to snuff?
I don't know what he's singing.
Anyway, I was going to try and find the kid.
He's a cute kid.
All right.
He's fine. And as the person commented on YouTube, Freddie Mercury is smiling down from heaven.
Why do people want to get all dramatic? It's just like Jim Nance after the...
To which someone replied to that.
To the Masters.
Indeed, he is. And then which someone replied, no, he is not. He is dead. He is not aware or smiling from heaven. To which someone replied, hey, let it be, man. Let's let it be. To which someone replied, hey, Michael Jackson is too. He wanted him to come visit Neverland.
Why did Jim Nance have to go on and on about watching Tiger Woods in 97 with that hug with Earl Woods, and then the circle is complete as he hugs his son. If you're a parent and that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, then something's wrong with you.
And Earl Woods is up in heaven smiling down on Tiger, mainly for all the whores that he nailed, but also because he's really good at golf, that he forced him to play. Jim Nance out.
Why did they try to wrap this big red bow around Tiger?
Well, that's what Nance does.
A mighty big red bow you're trying to get around him.
This is Tiger the golfer now. Forget about everything else that has ever happened to him.
No, but then they try to bring it all together. Like, the hug with Earl back in 97. Now the circle is complete with the hug of Tiger's 8-year-old. And if you remember Tiger, and of course in his the child's mother did break up when Tiger had sex with the hundreds of whores.
Including that Perkins waitress.
He did a... Who threw her tampon out the window when the National Enquirer was watching. Imagine if Jim Nance actually said half that stuff.
The National Enquirer then traded a headline cover photo with Tiger for Men's Health because they own both magazines. What if he just gave way too much information out?
There was Rachel Uchitel. Remember Jamie Jungers? She was a pretty good talent.
A lot of people feel Rachel spilled the beans because he wouldn't pay for an apartment.
She was a bottle service girl who went to a tournament in Saudi Arabia or in Dubai, she was immediately caught by the National Enquirer and Tiger forced her to fly home. She was very angry about that. That may be why she was found on Tiger's phone. Tiger was texting her on Thanksgiving when Elon found her phone number, objected. Tiger became very angry with Elon, told her that it was related to a sponsorship, and then Elon later saw a message that said, when am I going to see you? And that's when Elon went and got a golf club and started tearing apart the front. Hold on, Tiger.
Oh, yeah! Take more Vicodin, Tiger! That'll help!
And there is Tiger on approach at 11, and standing behind him is Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer who also was embroiled in some controversy.
Embroiled? I love that word.
When he was hooking up with a transsexual who still has
also
a penis.
Did some bong hits in a fraternity in South Carolina.
did you see the video of him literally standing behind him?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, that's true. Michael Phelps was there. I think it was, today. And he's, Tiger's eyeing it up, and he's like doing the same thing Tiger's doing, and the TV caught it perfectly. I know. And Tiger Woods, one of the women that he was associated with was Jocelyn James. She's a adult film. He would always call it adult film.
She's an adult film actress who is known for her DP movies. If you're not familiar with that term, it's a devil penetration, which would be a penis in the vagina and also in the anus at the same time, which is really something. Not all actresses in the adult business will do the devil penetration business.
Hello, friends. Jocelyn James has a new movie coming out called Bra Busting Lesbian 7. That is not a joke. She has also been seen in Cream Dreams 2.
How far in are we, Brandon?
When Tiger was with her, she was in movies such as MILF Realtors and Dirty Rotten Mother Effers number 7 and Big Anal Booties the 2nd.
We have a big boner line coming up, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, we do. But first, I just want to mention Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or if you want help in finding a new one, call or text Scott at 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or S. Kunith, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at cbwm.com. And we're trying to get Scott. Wouldn't it be great if we had a whole sequence of people using Scott to find their house or to list their home? or to tell them what it's worth, or to answer any real estate questions. And then Hall Financial.
One-stop shop.
Doing the business.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
Luke for your finances.
You can sell. You could celebrate the successful sale of your house by Scott Kunith by going to the Refund 420.
Yeah.
Well, that is if you had a medical marijuana license.
Card, yeah.
Card, yeah. Visit the Reef for all your medical marijuana oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles, and topicals. Let the knowledgeable and friendly staff guide you in the right direction. Probably they should say stoner staff, shouldn't they? I mean, they got to be a stoner staff, right?
Well, if they use the
product.
They
got to be cool people.
Yeah.
On this coming Saturday, 420, it is the holiday of the year for marijuana people. Celebrate 420 and Customer Appreciation Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy are there from noon to 2, helping the Reef give out TVs, paraphernalia, and store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. If you have a card and mention the podcast, you get a free pre-roll.
Nice.
The Reef is open 9 to 9, 7 days a week, 8 Mile just east of Mound in Detroit, and Trudy and Mark there from noon to 2.
And findthereef.com is their website where you can see their menu, their full menu items.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah. What a world we live in now. It's
I know.
Great.
I never imagined reading something like this 10 years ago.
Yeah, marijuana is legal, and Tiger Woods has come full circle. Hey, I didn't know that they did Nike.
Tiger, of course, preferred the painkillers, OxyContin, Oxycodone,
but
Xanax.
When he was with all the whores, he preferred Ambien. Now, I, Jim Nance, have not had sex on Ambien. I just prefer to use The Calling, my wine that I make.
8 Mile east of Mountain Detroit for the Reef. Mark and Trudy, noon to 2. The biggest, the best, the Reef.
Speaking of full circle, did you know Nike ran a commercial right after he ran, congratulating him? They had it in the can and ready to go.
They handed.
This is a Tiger ad. It's called Same Dream. I guess it's new.
They put it together for the Masters.
I wonder if they made this like 10 years ago.
Oh, to run when he won another major?
Although it says to think of a 43-year-old who has experienced every high and every hole. Oh, and every low. Should be every hole.
That would work.
Just a bunch of highlights of him. And he has just won his 15th major. So, yeah, they had it in the can and ready to go. So, you know, it is all about the sponsors.
It is wonderful. Do we have the audio of Pete Buttigieg, the gay presidential candidate, playing Hendrix on TMZ?
Yeah, what a cool dude.
He loves Dave Matthews. Somehow I didn't feel that was good for Dave Matthews.
No, it's perfect for Buttigieg, though.
I know, it fits. Dave Matthews, I like to think he fits in the rocker category. He likes Fish, too. He likes CCR. He's got good taste in music.
They're safe choices. if he came out and was like, oh, I really love, Nipsey Hussle.
I don't know. If he goes to too many Fish shows, that's not too cool.
True. Here he is. To crank it.
You just have a Les Paul sitting around?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He doesn't play it quite like Hendrix.
Did you say Les Paulson?
Yes, he did.
What music do you listen to?
Les Paul.
It really depends. But music's been a very important part of my life. I grew up playing piano and guitar. I'm kind of turning back to the classics right now. I spent a lot of time with my dad listening to Cosmos Factory.
He did declare
Clearwater that
Cosmos Factory
really work. And I'm kind of going back to that. I'm increasingly convinced it's a master.
What did you listen to in high school when you were hanging out with your friends in high school?
A lot of Dave Matthews in my life back then. Okay. A fair amount of Fish. Kind of thing.
What are you planning to play guitar? What kind of songs do you play?
Yeah, it just depends. I'm not a very good singer, so I do better with stuff you can kind of solo to in an interesting way, I think, which is why I got into Jimi Hendrix.
Low energy person.
Doesn't really sound like Hey Joe to me.
Do you sound like Les Paulson,
right?
Yeah. Paulson. Did that sound like Hey Joe?
That's what I assumed it was.
Hey Joe.
No energy.
Couldn't they plug it in? Their TV show.
Yeah. I'm not sure that was as advertised. But, all right. Brandon, you want to hit the boner line? And we will be back tomorrow with Trudy Daniels.
And maybe Righteous Rick. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe here with a phone. We may be looking at all of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Carter's conquests, male and female, if we can get the phone away from Rick. I mean, jeez, he's spending so much time in there for some reason.
Make sure we clean that phone before we touch it.
Jeez.
Ugh.
And by the way, our Facebook likes have really dried up. We're flying through 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,000. We've been stuck in the 2,200 or 22,000, 4 to 5 to 600 forever. Can we get some people liking Facebook, please? Maybe we have some new bodies from the LLZ experience. And they'll go on our Facebook page, Drew and Mike Show, and they'll like us. And you can watch Facebook Live, of course, which will be back tomorrow.
We have some good emails to go through. I don't know. Did you get the email from the guy that ran into Ted Williams?
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I did not.
How much
see
time
that.
Do we have to Me play? Neither. Can I play it?
Wait, I thought you sent an email.
Hi, Ted Williams here, the man with the golden voice, and I'm with the lovely September and...
Brian.
Hey, listen, watching all new Brian and September tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC. But to the Drew and Mike podcast, keep it stiff.
What? Whoa!
How cool is that? I love that right away he remembers her name, but not his. It looks like they're on the streets of Columbus, Ohio, so he's still there.
It's an ID. It's a station ID.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, bud.
And also, please rate us on Facebook. Just so many ratings from 6 months ago, 12 months ago. It's nice to have some fresh ones in there, and it does help. Helps with the analytics. Helps us if you rate us on iTunes as well.
The Amazon portal is slacking, so go refresh your cookie there.
If you just listen, though, and download the show, we're very happy with you, because... that helps the most. Have a great one, everybody. See ya!
Drew, Mark, Brandon, Maz, Trudy, everybody.
Zeus! Nobody ever says hi to you. Makes me feel bad. Everybody says hi to Drew, Mark, Trudy, Maz, Brandon. Nobody says hi to Zeus. That's for you, buddy.
We love you, Joe!
Come on, Drew, get it right. Tom Ryan was count stupid. Joe Flaherty was count scary. On SCTV, which was before Tom Ryan's gig as Count Stupid.
Wrong.
Hey, my apologies. Tom Ryan was Count Stupid. Joe Flaherty was Count Floyd on SCTV. I was overruled by my buddies. Sorry about the misinformation.
That's right.
I am so glad you guys called back Barney Smith. That was one of my favorite interviews of all time when you guys called him the first time.
The king of the commode.
Pizza Moore, one-star reviews. Love those. Speaking of one-star reviews, I want to have some one-star reviews on Cameo. I want the lowest of the low, the celebrity just hanging on by a thread, selling their soul to try to stay famous. So play some of those. Love to see maybe Ricky Henderson.
And 33 Steel.
Or, I don't know, Primetime.
What do you find the most mind-boggling?
Lenny Dykstra, are they on Cameo? Those would be fantastic.
Keep it stiff, bro.
Hey, Drew, don't want to rag on you too much, but Mark and Brandon, you guys need to resurrect Ned. So he can beat the shit out of them damn dogs.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I noticed Mark snide little sneaky little comment yesterday about Italians not being white.
Forget about it!
Mark's just jealous he can't be in the sun. And I have another friend who's under the impression he hates Greeks, too. We're on you, Phil Howard!
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
Drew and Maz, will you guys please do a Cliff Notes Theater on the movie Chappaquiddick?
That's like a new movie and stuff.
I just wanted to let you know that I went to Mesa's on Friday, and blaring on that big screen was women's basketball. So, I don't know. I wanted to speak to management right away. Venus is playing basketball.
Big dick shooting hoops. So last night on Facebook Live, I typed, kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey!
And was... kicked off Facebook, just saying I was being Chris Farley funny. I guess that's not allowed. Just wanted to let you know, how come you guys can get away with playing that drop, but I can't type it? I don't know.
It's not funny!
There's a pretty obvious reason why there is not that many lefty infielders other than first baseman. It's because you have to turn your body to throw the ball!
You play ball like a girl!
Yeah, I figured for Zots next promotional deal they could do. Suck a Wang for a Stang.
Oh, looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
I thought it was so cute when that little guy called up all angry at Mark using swear words just like a regular sized person.
Just look at him.
Out of all the animals that you've had, Ned, Maz, and of course the other dog, which one's your favorite? Personally, I always liked Ned because, you know, I remember how you used to say he only drank water after it fell off you in the shower. store.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Hey, you want to know what's not awesome? Here I am in drive-thru ordering coffee, enjoying the podcast. You guys dropped the Danny DeVito pussy drop at full blast about 4 times in a row. I just spent the past 10 minutes apologizing. Thanks.
Pussy.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that Blue Oyster Cult fucking sucks. They're a terrible band. They had 2 popular songs that suck, and that guy who keeps calling about them needs to get his head out of his ass.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
I hate to tell you this, but the Beatles, they were a boy band. All the chicks that used to scream and go crazy for them, that was the boy band back in the day. I'm sorry to tell you, but they were a boy band.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mark, you absolutely were right. The Beatles are a boy band, and they're really no better than Blue Oyster Cult.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Drew and Mark blabbed about sports for the first 45 minutes of Monday's podcast.
45 minutes.
But Maz is shut down if he makes one little comment.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Not fair, not right.
Fuck you, Maz.
Damn it.
Just kidding, Maz. I love you.
Shit, yeah.
Hey, it's the short guy. Boy, I was stoned when I left that message. I don't remember saying that about Mark. If I did, I'm sorry. And I'm also bald, too. Thanks for feeling bad for me, guys. I appreciate it. Really, I don't care if you make fun of short people. I've heard it all my life, so.
I'm sorry.
Brandon has to be the only person alive that says GIF, talking about the spit and milk GIF. Jeez. Come on, Brandon.
Geese, I'm sorry. Fun fact, my favorite wrestler is Andre the Giant, and my favorite animal is a giraffe.
It's not pronounced Jeff.
Generally speaking, I apologize.
Hey, guys, fellow lefty here, and I can totally relate to all of the issues you mentioned. Here's another one. We are more likely to get into car accidents because lefties tend to veer to the left, which would go into oncoming traffic. So be careful.
I can't stop! Ah, help! There's a cliff! Ah, oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs! Here comes a meat wagon! And the medic gets out and says, oh my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
Sayonara, butt face!